And with that, we say welcome. I above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 6 of this 6-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. I'm Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. No Giovanni Heater today. He is in Blacksburg broadcasting Virginia Tech Baseball on the ACC Network Extra. So just a one-man show today. Well, let's catch you up. Once again, Game 6 of this 6-game set. Lynchburg has won 4 of the first 5. In fact, Salem has started 1-7 at home so far this season. The Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, coming at 7-7. On the flip side of things, the Salem Red Sox, they are 6-8, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Taking you throughout the week, you look back to Tuesday. That was an 11-4 victory for the Hillcats over the Salem Sox. And then on Wednesday, on Education Day, you know, a little bit closer down the stretch, but still a 7-2 victory for Lynchburg. And then Thursday, the Sox finally got that ever-so-elusive first victory of the season at home. That was a 5-4 win over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Late Isaac Stebbins had the 6th-out save in that one. That was so clutch for the 16th-round pick from a season ago out of Oklahoma State. And then you go to Friday, right? And that's, again, that's a good ball game down the stretch with the Hillcats able to pull that one out late. Once again, that was a 4-3 victory for Lynchburg over Salem. And then yesterday, you go back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. That was a 13-8 victory for the Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Red Sox. And, you know, it's interesting, right? That was such a unique ball game, if you will. Lynchburg scores 2 in the top of the first. Salem gets 1 in the home half of the frame. Well, and then, you know, we stay scoreless throughout, and we hit the top of the 5th. And 2-run score for Lynchburg, making it 4-1. And after that, it just kind of felt like the wheels began to turn and the floodgates opened up. A 6-spot for the Hillcats in the top of the 6th made it 10-1 in favor of Lynchburg. And although the Sox got 4 back in the home half of the frame to make it 10-5, there really wasn't much to do after that. So another dominant performance for the Lynchburg Hillcats. That is how they currently lead the series 4-1. And we reached the penultimate game of this 6-game set. There were some right spots yesterday for Salem. 3 two-hit contests in that ballgame that belonged to Marvin Alcantara. And, you know, he's somebody who has been so hot as of late for the Salem Red Sox. You know, in that cleanup spot, can move around the infield to play some third, some short, some second. He gets the job done. Andy Lugo, also at 2 base hits as well, also had that big-time RBI single late in the game, too. Kind of closed the gap down to 5 late, made it 13-8, but not much else to do after that. So Andy Lugo, a nice day for him at the plate, too. And with some guys banged up, and we'll get to this in a little bit, too, Nathaniel Yudin continues to step up. He also had 2 base hits on the day, 2 singles for the Salem Red Sox starting right fielder. That was in the 8th and 9th inning, so a little bit late, but Nathaniel Yudin continuing to get the job done for the Salem Red Sox. We are getting ready and set to go for a 3:05 first pitch here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Again, the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. And again, we caught you up on what's going on this week and what has happened this week. It's so big for Salem to win this game. You obviously don't want to lose 5-6 at home. You took 5-6 on the road last week against Delmarva. The Shorebirds currently now at 2-12 on the 2024 season.
But anytime you can come back home and at least salvage the series by winning the Sunday game, or once again you take the show on the road to Zebulon, North Carolina this week, and based off the Carolina Mudcats in a six-game set, that is going to be ever so crucial. For the Salem Red Sox, we're going to see the right-hander take the bump tonight. It is going to be Jedickson Pais. And, you know, he's somebody who has done a nice job to start the year. You look at his numbers overall, it's a second start, so we haven't seen a ton of him, but a 2.25 ERA. He threw four innings on the road, just gave up one earned run against the Delmarva Shorebirds in a victory up in Salisbury, Maryland a week ago. Had five strikeouts in that win, so Pais gets the ball today, number 17 in the Red Sox red jerseys today. He'll get his first start at home this season at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Pais is a guy who will try and back up what has been some solid starts throughout the week. You know, we saw Elmer Rodriguez Cruz have a strong start on Friday despite the loss, and even yesterday, too, I thought, you know, the right-hander Luis Combs was very good for Salem, too. So Pais going to try and continue the momentum. The 20-year-old from Venezuela had a 3.31 ERA and 16 starts actually in Salem a season ago. So second year here in Salem, Virginia for the international free agent that was inked back on January 15th, 2021. Well, for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and we've mentioned this throughout the series, we're going to see somebody who is considered part of the future of the Cleveland Guardians. One of the overwhelming storylines in this series has been the Hillcats have seven of Cleveland's top 30 prospects. They have four of the top 11, three of the top eight, and also two of the top five. And also, if you want to extend that even further, five of the top 13. And we're going to see prospect number 13 in the system today, according to MLB Pipeline. It's going to be Jackson Humphreys, the left-hander on the bump for Lynchburg. And, you know, he's going to try and settle down after a shaky start a week ago. And you look at that one against the Fredericksburg Nationals back in Lynchburg and did not record an out in that one. Gave up six earned runs. So for him, a young left-hander, just 19 years old, and so much promise for him, an eighth-round pick from 2 years ago in 2022, this does appear like it will be a big start today for the left-hander from Cary, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. So Pais versus Humphreys, that's your pitching matchup today in Salem as the Sox look to win the sixth and final game of the six-game set, first six-game home series of the season here in 2024. It's going to be a little bit of a chilly one, too. It's been actually quite nice weather-wise here in Southwest Virginia throughout the week. You look at today, though, it's been, you know, high 70s, even low 80s throughout the week. Currently right now in Salem, it is 54 degrees and cloudy. It is not supposed to get higher than 57. So it can be a chillier one. The wind also is whipping just a tad too at 12 miles an hour. Last night, the wind was most certainly a factor with some fly balls in the outfield and two pop-ups in the infield too. You saw the E4 Marvin Alcantara and then also the shortstop from Lynchburg yesterday, Rafael Ramirez Jr., just a combination of losing one in the lights and also the wind too. So, interesting to note the weather today. Not what these two teams have been used to throughout the week, but hey, we'll make do on this Sunday afternoon in Salem. Well, again, the Red Sox coming at 6-8. They are six back of first place, and the Carolina Mudcats at 12-2 in the Carolina League North. Lynchburg, on the flip side of things, they come in at 7-7. They are five back of first in the Carolina League North. Much more to break down in this one. We'll step aside for our first break. But when we return, again, so much to talk about. We'll go through starting lineups, take you around the Carolina League today. We'll go through the standings as a whole, and also what is going on around the Red Sox organization with the Boston Red Sox also in action today at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, taking on a surprising team in the Pittsburgh Pirates. Under 15 minutes to go until first pitch from Salem Sox and the Hillcats in Game 6 of this six-game set. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Thank you.
Welcome back to Salem as we get all set and ready to go for game six of this six-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Once again, the Hillcats coming at 7-7 overall, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and the Salem Red Sox, they come in at 6-8. They are the single-A affiliate, of course, of the Boston Red Sox. Let's take you through the starting lineup this evening, penciled in by second-year manager Jordan Smith for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And here is his 1-9 this afternoon here in Salem. Leading off, it is the right fielder Esteban Gonzalez. And man, oh man, in center yesterday for Gonzalez, he made an SC top 10 worthy play, robbing Nellie Taylor Jr., diving to his right and making an acrobatic grab for out number three, and saved a run, too. He will lead off for the first time in this series. Batting second, this is somebody who we've seen quite a bit of in this series, too. It's Rafi Velasquez, the starting first baseman for Lynchburg. He is the fourth highest prospect in the Cleveland Guardians system. Man, oh man, he has been on an absolute tear. You look at his numbers overall, sure, they're impressive, but you look at the two home runs that he had earlier this week. He homered here on Tuesday, also homered here on Wednesday. No doubt bombs out to right. And then he's also getting it done with the stick recently, too. You look at last night what he did. He singled twice in the contest and has recorded a hit in each and every one of the five games that he's played in this series. Back to the starting lineup in the three hole. Jason Chirillo is the starting center fielder. He bats in the three spot for Lynchburg, the fifth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians system. And man, oh man, is there some storylines with him and his older brother Jackson, who is currently suiting up for the Milwaukee Brewers. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop Angel Hanau, the 11th highest prospect in the Cleveland system. The third baseman, Christian Nemchek, bats in the five hole, the former Louisville Cardinal. In the six hole, the second baseman, Juan Benjamin, who has led off in every single game that he's played in this series until today. He slides down to the six hole and gets the start at second for Lynchburg. Manuel Mejias is the starting catcher. He bats seventh for the Hillcats. Rafael Ramirez Jr. is the starting designated hitter in the eight hole for Lynchburg. We've seen him at short throughout the series. He gets the half day off, though, and will start at DH. And the left fielder, Luis Durango, will bat ninth. Important to note, too, no Tommy Hawk today for Lynchburg. We did not see him in the opener here in Salem, and will not see him in the series finale as well, despite swinging a little bit of a hot stick as of late for the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. On the bump, the left-hander, Jackson Humphreys, for the Lynchburg Hillcats, former 8th-round pick in the 2022 Major League Baseball draft by the Cleveland Guardians, and is currently the 13th highest-rated prospect in the Guardians system. So Gonzalez, Velasquez, Chirillo, that is your 1-2-3. And now Napchek Benjamin is your 4-5-6, and Mejias, Ramirez, and Durango is your 7-8-9. for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Here is the Sox starting nine. Leading off, it is the designated hitter, Miguel Blaise, who gets half day off. Typically will start in center. Does start at DH tonight. Got that full day off supposedly on Friday. Had to come in after the Jostenson Garcia injury, which we'll touch on in a little bit. So Blaise with the half day off today. In the two hole, it is the third baseman, Antonio Anderson, the switch hitter out of Atlanta, and currently the 20th highest rated prospect in the Red Sox organization. In the three hole, it is the center fielder, Nelly Taylor. He slides up today because of some injuries to the Garcia brothers. And again, bear with me. We'll get to that in just a second. In the cleanup spot, it is the right fielder, Nathaniel Yuten. He is swinging the hottest stick in this Red Sox lineup. Had two hits yesterday and is hitting above 350 so far in this series. Framy De Leon is the shortstop. He is in the five hole tonight for Salem. Big out. The first baseman, Albert Feliz, is in the six hole for the Salem Sox. Still trying to get things going, still hitless so far in this series. But again, always a potent bat in the Salem Red Sox order. In the 7-hole, it is the second baseman, Andy Lugo. We saw him play some third earlier in the series, played left last night. Had two hits, though, and an RBA single late in the contest to make it 13-6. In the 8-hole, it is the starting catcher, Juan Montero. He is behind the plate today for the Salem Sox. And in the 9-hole, it is Mr. Kelvin Diaz in left field making his Salem Sox debut. Kelvin Diaz, who joined the team yesterday, will get his first opportunity here this afternoon in Salem. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019 and has hit 212 in his, should say 230 in his professional career. Hit 212 a season ago with the FCL Red Sox. On the bump, Jedickson Paez, the right-hander for the Salem Red Sox, and we touched on his numbers a few minutes ago, but just in case you're just joining us, it is his second start of the season. Does not have a decision yet. He's 0-0 with a 2.25 ERA, threw four innings of one-run ball last week in a victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds, also had five strikeouts. So again, you're 1-9 for the Salem Sox. It's Blaise, Anderson, Taylor, that's your 1-2-3. Yuten, De Leon, and Feliz, that is 4-5-6. Andy Lugo, Juan Montero, and Kelvin Diaz is your 7-8-9. Again, the Sox at 6-8, trying to win this series finale. The Lynchburg Hillcats have won four of the first five. They come in at 7-7. Well, what else is going on around the Carolina League today? Currently, we're going to the bottom of the sixth down in Augusta. The Green Jackets with a 3-1 advantage over the Carolina Mudcats. At the end of four in Fredericksburg, 6-0 the Frednets over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Those are the two games that are currently underway. We're going to see some more this evening. Actually, excuse me, we got one in the top of the 12th right now. Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach, they're continuing a game that did not finish last night. They're currently tied at 3 in the top of the 12th with the automatic runner off of second to start off the frame. Those two squads will play another one this evening as well. Later on, obviously, we got our contest, Lynchburg and Salem. That will start up in just about 5 minutes at 3:05. And then later this evening, Columbia and Charleston, the River Dogs and the Fireflies down in Charleston, South Carolina. That is a 5:05 first pitch down in the Palmetto State. Interesting to note, too, Delmarva and Down East were supposed to play their sixth and final game of that six-game series today. It did get rained out. The Shorebirds are 2-12. The Wood Ducks are 8-6. Looking at the standings overall in the Carolina League, you look at the Carolina League North. The Mudcats still lead the way at 12-2. In second, a tie for second, a three-way tie, it's going to be the Frednets at 8-6. Down East is also 8-6, while the Lynchburg Hillcats come in at 7-7. The Salem Red Sox are 6-8, and the Delmarva Shorebirds are 2-12. In the South Division, a little bit more jumbled up in that one. It is the Columbia Fireflies and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They are currently tied for first at 9-5. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are 7-6. And then towards the bottom, you have the Augusta Green Jackets at 6-8. The Charleston River Dogs are 6-8. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are 3-7.
Again, game six of this 6-game set here this afternoon. Sox and the Hillcats. The Sox look to win their second home game this season and move to 2-7 at home in 2024. Before that happens, though, or I guess I should say, following today's contest, Salem will hit the road for the second time this season as the Sox head to Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Got a 6-game set with, once again, the first place team in the Carolina League North with the Carolina Mudcats at 12-2. Man, oh man, what a start to the year they have had. You look at the start of the season. Well, the Mudcats obviously came in and swept that 3-game set over the Salem Red Sox on opening weekend. And that was an interesting one because the Sox had the Mudcats down to the final strike on game one, or in game one. And then in game two, game three, kind of get away. It turns into a sweep. The Sox, they go on the road. They win 5-6 against the Delmarva Shore Birds. And that was a nice pick me up, too. You come home, though, and you lost 4-1. So a victory today would be very nice for the Salem Red Sox. Again, you're not going to see the Garcia brothers in the lineup today for Salem. We'll talk about that a little bit throughout the broadcast. But still plenty of capable hitters in this Salem order, particularly the likes of Miguel Blaise, Antonio Anderson, and recently it has been the Denny. Well, it's the Hillcats and the Red Sox coming up in just about 3 minutes here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. And for one final time in the pregame, we will step aside and come right back as we get you set and ready to go for our first pitch here from Salem, Virginia. We'll be right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. All set and ready to go for first pitch here from Salem. Game six of this 6-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and your Salem Red Sox, the single A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Once again, it is a chilly one here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It has been a rather warm week, if you will, here in Southwest Virginia. We are all set and ready to go for first pitch
at 55 degrees and cloudy here from Salem. The wind is gusting at about 10 miles an hour, and maybe it could come into play once again this evening. We saw it come into play a little bit yesterday, and today it could come into play once again. Jenickson Paez is the right-hander on the bump today for the Salem Red Sox, and we went through his numbers during the pregame. Once again, it is his second start of the season. He threw four innings of one-run ball last week in a victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Esteban Gonzalez is the right fielder. He will dig in from the left side as it goes 1-2-3 in the Hillcats order to start off the ballgame. Gonzalez, Velasquez, and Chiria. Paez is ready. Gonzalez is ready. And after the long look-in, let's do it here in Salem as the first pitch is taken high and inside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. First pitch, 3:07 p.m. Eastern Time here from Salem, Virginia. Cloudy one here in Salem. Gonzalez is somebody who starts in right today. We mentioned yesterday had quite the catch in straightaway center to start off the contest. That was back in the first. One out. Rocks and fires. It's taken for a strikeout or half on a fastball at the knees. 1-1. He robbed Nelly Taylor Jr. with a SportsCenter top 10-esque play. Moving to his right, diving and making the grab and quite frankly, saving a run for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-1. And the pitch. Swinging a line drive foul down the right field line. Moves the count to 1-2. Quite frankly, I was looking on SportsCenter this morning. Was Gonzalez going to have the opportunity to see himself on ESPN? I don't know if it made it that high up the ranks, but still what a play nonetheless for Gonzalez. 1-2. And the righty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So Gonzalez is down on strikes, and it's the first K of the day for Paez. There's one down. Brings up Ralphie Velasquez, now the first baseman. Real quickly as well, defensive alignment for the Salem Red Sox. Left to right in the infield. Antonio Anderson is at third. Framie De Leon at short. Andy Lugo at second, as we're going to see a quick meeting at the mound, is Jordan Smith had a conversation with Liana Ricks, our home plate umpire. So Ricks, Montero, and Paez will have a quick conversation. So Anderson, De Leon, Lugo, Feliz in the infield. In the outfield, Kelvin Diaz, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Daniel Utzet. Not sure what the conversation is right now. We're going to see that last pitch on MILB TV. And it does look like we're all set and ready to go for some more baseball here from Salem. Juan Montero is behind the plate. Paez is on the bump. Here's the first pitch to Ralphie Velasquez. He winds and fires. Swinging a chopper foul, first base side. Counts 0-1. Ralphie Velasquez, the fourth best prospect in the Guardian system. Saw him homer here on Tuesday, on Wednesday as well. Two no-doubt bombs to right center. 0-1 the pitch. Inside it goes, 1-1. Went with the breaking ball, did Paez, and it evens up the count. Ralphie Velasquez, 349 to start the season. Four homers and 14 RBIs. Certainly opening up some eyes. 1-1. He takes it inside again, two balls and a strike. Again, Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. No Giovanni Heater today. He is broadcasting Virginia Tech baseball on the ACC Network Extra. That's in Blacksburg, about 40 minutes down the road. We were tuned in before the game got underway. Seeing what Gio's up to just down the road on I-81. 2-1. Swing a line drive down the right field line. It falls fair and rolls all the way into the corner. Velasquez chugs around first, will head towards second, and he'll stand up with a one-out double to get Lynchburg in business here in the first. Well, Ralphie Velasquez stays hot. A strikeout and a double to start off this contest, and here is Jason Chirillo, the center fielder. Well, you go from the fourth best prospect in the Guardian system to the fifth. Chirillo, the center fielder, now will dig in from the left side. He's at 325, two homers, 10 ribbies so far on the year. Paez through the stretch for the first time today. long looking, and he rocks and fires. It's taken just inside for a ball on a fastball. Then he is 1-0. Also, as well, our umpiring crew for today. Liana Ricks behind the plate. Theo Arndt is in the field. Chirio, the starting center fielder for the Hillcats. 1-0. And the pitch. Taken for a strikeout or half of the knees on a fastball. It's 1-1. So Esteban Gonzalez with the strikeout. Velasquez the double down the right field line. And Chirio now trying to record the Hillcats' second hit of the contest and give Lynchburg a 1-0 lead. 1-1. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball that's in for a strikeout or half once again. Count goes to 1-2, and Chirio did not appreciate the call. Red Sox in their home red jerseys today. Lynchburg in their teal jerseys with more of an aqua green sleevings. 1-2. Winds and fires. Just missed and set on a fastball at the knees. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox, one of the teams, actually one of two teams in the Carolina League that reps the actual name of their organization. It shows with the jerseys. First to 2-2. Kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. Count runs full. Obviously them and the Fred Nats, Fredericksburg Nationals, Washington Nationals, and the Red Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. And with the Red Sox here in Salem, the jerseys typically do match what they're doing up in Boston with the red jerseys today. Hillcats a little bit different than the Guardians' threats. 3-2. Pitch. Inside it goes, and there's ball four. So a one-out walk to Chirio, and here's Angel Hanau now, the starting shortstop. Quick meeting of the minds as well. And Hanau, who will dig in from the left side. This continues quite the strand of hitters in the middle of this Hillcats order with Velasquez, Chirio, Hanau, and even Christian Napchek, who is on deck. As Baez will try and settle down, and Montero will trot back behind home plate. First and second, one down. We're on the top of the first in Salem. No score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to Hanau, starting shortstop. He winds and fires. There's a strikeout or half on a fastball at the knees. Nothing in one. 353 start to the season for Angel Hanau. Two homers, 13 RBIs. He has been a force in this series, too, against the Salem Sox. 0-1, the pitch. Swing and a chopper right side on the back end is Felice. He throws to second, but no, it gets away and scampers into left. Into score now is Velasquez. Throw to third, not in time. That gets away. And darting for home is Chirio. The throw to the plate's not made. And on to third goes Angel Hanau. Well, what a way to start this ball game for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Two runs cross for Lynchburg on what likely will be an E3. And it's 2-0 Hillcats here in the first. Well, that is not ideal, as they like to say at home. All of a sudden, it's a 2-0 lead. Hanau stands at third, still with just one down, as the infield draws in. Here's Christian Napchek, starting third baseman. First pitch. There's a strike, outer half, nothing in one. Christian Napchek, former Louisville Cardinal. Fifth round pick from a few seasons ago. And from just outside of Chicago. 0-1, the pitch. He swings, lifts it into left center. This one will get down for a base hit. Into scores and out. It's an RBI single off the bat of Napchek. And it's 3-0 Hillcats here in the first. Oh, a strikeout, a double, a walk, an E3. And a single off the bat of Napchek. And here is one Benjamin now, the starting second baseman. On Benjamin, we've seen him lead off throughout the series. He slides down to the sixth hole today. And here's the first pitch. Runner off from first. It misses outside. Third to second will be in time. They got him. On Montero, what a throw. And Napchek is gunned down at second. It was called a strike as well in the outer half, excuse me. So the count is nothing to one on Benjamin.
and the Sox an out away from escaping the jam. Juan Benjamin, starting second baseman, 2.22 on the year, 0-1. Swing and a tipper foul, first base side. Moves the count to 0-2. Seeing Benjamin play some first, some third throughout the series. Now it's second. Yesterday he led off. Had that single in the ninth. Two strikeouts and a flyout as well. Also had a walk sandwiched in between there. No balls, two strikes, and Paez deals. He swings and misses for strike three. So Benjamin is down on strikes, but three runs crossed for the Hillcats here in the top of the first. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0 Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox. A three spot for Lynchburg in the top of the frame is where we currently sit. Top of the order for the Salem Red Sox. They will face off against the left-hander Jackson Humphreys, the former eighth-round pick in the 2022 MLB draft by the Cleveland Guardians, and currently the 13th best prospect in the Cleveland system. Carter Hill here alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. No Giovanni here today. He is going to Virginia Tech Baseball on the ACC Network Extra down in Blacksburg. 1-2-3 for Salem. Here's Miguel Blaise, the designated hitter, who digs it from the right side. Still trying to get going in this 2024 season. And here's Humphrey's first pitch. It's taken for a strike and a half, and it's nothing and one. First pitch fastball for Humphrey's. Number 13 in the system versus number 5 in the system for the Boston Red Sox. 0-1 the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, according to Leona Ricks behind the dish, and it's nothing and two. Well, Jackson Humphrey's a young gun, 19 years old, out of Cary, North Carolina. Fuquay Arena High School, 0-2. Breaking ball simmers outside, it's 1-2. Fuquay Arena High School, just outside of Raleigh, and this kid's got the tools to be really, really solid. Still trying to figure it out so far this season. 1-2, he swings and lifts it. Into right, moving over as Esteban Gonzalez takes two steps in and makes the grab at high for out number one. So Blaise is retired, and that is the first out recorded by Humphreys this season. There's one down. Brings up Antonio Anderson, the third baseman. Switch hitter from Atlanta, who would dig in from the right side. First pitch from Humphreys, long looking. He winds and fires. It simmers inside for a ball, 1-0. Fastball below the knees. Yeah, Jackson Humphreys, second start of the season, and his first one against the Frednecks. Gave up 6 earned runs, did not record an out, so a strong start now for Humphreys. 1-0. There's a strikeout or half of the knees, 1-1. Trying to settle things down, still 0-8 in his professional career, but obviously a lot of promise. Mentioned just outside of Raleigh, such a hotbed for high school baseball, 1-1. There's a strikeout or half on a breaking ball and a beauty. It's 1-2. Yeah, Cary, North Carolina, for those unfamiliar, home of the USA Baseball Complex here in the States.
It's a nice area, too. They do a very good job down there. 1-2. High, and outside it goes. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, the USA Baseball Complex is kind of sandwiched in between Cary and Uquave Arena, Holly Springs, right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. All sorts of high-level baseball has taken place there. First to 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three with a breaking ball. There's two down. So Anderson is down on strikes, and here is Nelly Taylor Jr., the center fielder.
Number 16, Nelly
Taylor. Yeah, back a year ago at the USA Baseball Complex down in Cary, well, they were hosting the Stars and Strikes competition. A bunch of kids who were trying out to be on the UAC team, U18 team, for Team USA. First pitch, it simmers outside and high, 1-0. Trying out for the U18 team, for Team USA, in the 919. And you're seeing all sorts of guys from around the country, at the high school ranks, and even in the college ranks. Square off, 1-1. It simmers inside and low. 2 balls and no strikes, I should say, on Nelly Taylor, who comes in at 178 so far this season. No homers. 5 RBIs. 2-0 from Humphreys. Curls and unfurls. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. It's 2-1. But it's cool to see that area get a lot of attention. MLB Network did a full showcase of what was going on at the Team USA Complex. 2-1. Inside it goes. 3 balls and a strike. And, of course, a hotbed for college baseball, too, with NC State down the road, North Carolina, Duke as well, top 10 team in the country. 3-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. It's 3-2. And Taylor did not appreciate the call. So Humphreys, although actually committed to Campbell out of high school, and you may say, whoa, 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 Campbell. Well, hold on 1 second. Here's the 3-2. There, strike three out of half. Got him with a fastball in the corner, and just like that, a 3-up, 3-down frame for Humphreys as we move to the second in Salem. 3-0, Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. We move to the top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. Carter Hill here alongside you on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Game 6 of this 6-game set between these two squads. Lynchburg has won 4 of the first 5 and off to a good start here with a 3 spot in the top of the first. It will go 7-8-9 in the Hillcats order. Manuel Mejias, the starting catcher, will dig in from the left side. Second inning of work for the right-hander, Paez. And here is his first pitch as he rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. First pitch breaking ball. And a good start to the AB for Jedickson Paez, the right-hander out of Venezuela. Mejias, Ramirez, and Luis Durango in the order for Lynchburg. 0-1 the pitch. Just misses low and outside on a fastball. It's 1-1. Manuel Mejias at 303 so far this season. Homer, 4 RBIs. Did not see him yesterday. Had the day. 1-1. Swing and a chopper right back to the mound. Paez on a hop will flip to first, and it's well in time for out number one. So Mejias is retired, and here is Rafael Ramirez Jr., the designated hitter. For Ramirez, came into the series with a 130 average. He has raised it up to 150. We've seen him at short throughout the series. Today, he is the DH. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. It's nothing in one. Rafael Ramirez Jr., we touched on it to begin the series. Actually, the son of former MLB All-Star, of course, Rafael Ramirez. You go back to his playing days. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, nothing in two. Played for the Atlanta Braves from 1980 to 1987, as Ramirez calls time. And then the Houston Astros from 1988 to 1992. Ramirez growing up in the Dominican Republic, but a native of Paterson, New Jersey. 0-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Blew him away with a high fastball, and there's two down. So two up, two down in the frame. Nice start for Paez, and here is Luis Durango, the left fielder. Here's Durango, digs in from the left side. His first AB of the day. He bats in the nine hole for the Lynchburg Hillcats. First pitch from Paez. Long looking, and now he winds and fires. Just misses low and outside on the fastball. It's 1-0. Durango had an even 300 this season. He also did not see the field yesterday. Day off for the Lynchburg Hillcats. An embarrassment of riches for this Hillcats team. 1-0. Swinging a line drive into right center. This one will fall in for a base hit. Two out single off the bat of Durango. It's the Hillcats' third of the day. And back to the top we go for Esteban Gonzalez. Strikeout back in the first for Gonzalez, and that's when you thought, okay, nice start for Paez. Well, then you see the double, the walk, the E3, and a single. Next thing you know, it's 3-0 Hillcats. First pitch, he swings and lifts it. Straightaway center, moving back is Miguel Blaze, shifting to his right, and he makes the tumbling grab, crashing up against the wall for out number three. So Gonzalez gave it a ride, but he is retired as we move to the home half of the second here in Salem. 3-0, Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, super attention to Pearl Creek Field across Salem with the Unite Pro Bicycle, along the ride, and for your U.S. the need for speed.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox as it goes. 4-5-6 in the Sox order. Nathaniel Yuten, Remy De Leon, and Albert Feliz against the left-hander Jackson Humphreys on for a second inning of work. Lynchburg got three runs in the top of the first. It is where we currently stand. And Yuten now will dig in from the left side. Nathaniel Yuten, what a couple days it has been for the Red Sox starting right fielder. Lefty on left matchup here. Here's Humphreys' first pitch. Swinging a chopper foul, first base side. Counts on one. Yuten at 326 so far this season, a homer and eight RBIs. But so far this series is hitting right around 350, and you look at what he did yesterday, one of three Red Sox hitters with two base hits. It was crucial. 0-1, breaking ball that skips in the dirt. It's 1-1. And Nathaniel Yudzinski can easily, it feels like, get overshadowed by guys like Miguel Blaise and Antonio Anderson, Dejan Zanatello, who we have not seen yet this season, 1-1. It skips in the dirt, but a check swing and a miss by Yudzinski. It's 1-2. And that spiked about 5 feet in front of the plate, but Yudzinski committed, and it's a ball and two strikes. But anyway, Yudzinski is somebody who has opened some eyes, and you have a lot of top prospects on this team, but he's done such a nice job so far this season. RBI single the other way last night. 1-2, rocks and fires, breaking ball in there for strike three, outer half. So Yudzinski is retired on strikes, and here is Framy De Leon, the shortstop. Framy De Leon joined the team on Monday. Picked up his first base hit last night. RBI single through the right side. He digs in from the right side. Lefty on right here. First pitch from Humphreys. Rocks and fires. Swing and a tipper back to the screen. It's nothing in one. Framy De Leon in the five hole today for the Salem Red Sox, especially with the Garcia brothers once again out of the lineup. Hoping the best for those two after such strong starts to the season for both guys. 0-1. Breaking ball high and away it goes. 1-1. De Leon, somebody who came to the Red Sox on Monday. A Dominican Republic native. 274 in the FCL a season ago. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up foul just towards us. And it's 1-2. Made his single-A debut back on Tuesday. And settling in here in Salem at the shortstop position. 1-2. And the lefty deals high and away on the breaking ball. It's 2-2. Also, no Marvin Alcantara in the lineup today. Just a day off for typically a Red Sox second baseman or shortstop. He also had two hits yesterday in the loss to Lynchburg. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul first base side. It remains 2-2. Solid crowd here also on hand in Salem. Game 6 of this 6-game set here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-2, and the lefty deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen, and De Leon remains alive. Just continuing to fight off the breaking ball is Framy De Leon. Albert Feliz, the first baseman's on deck. 2-2, and the lefty deals. Breaking ball high and away, count runs full. A strong at bat here by Framy De Leon. Continuing to work this count. Notch the pitch clock, or the pitch count, I should say, up from Jackson Humphreys. 3-2. Swinging a pop-up foul first base side, and what do you know? We'll do it all over again. For Framy De Leon, too, somebody who played in the FCL and the DSL a season ago in Florida and in the Dominican Republic. 3-2 pitch. High and away it goes, and a one-out walk. What an AB for Framy De Leon, and he reaches with one down. First base runner of the day as well for the Salem Red Sox, and here's Albert Feliz, the first baseman. No, Big Al is somebody still trying to get things going. He's not recorded a base hit here in this series, but always a threat in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch, swinging a chopper, third base side, it trickles foul, and it's 0-1. Always has the ability to get a hold of one. We've seen him rocket one out to left a couple weeks ago in the series finale against the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1. Winds and fires. Inside it goes. 1-1. Always that home run threat. And actually, that homer a couple weeks ago here in Salem still stands as the only home run hit by the Red Sox here in Salem this season. 1-1. Runner off from first, swing and a miss. Throw to second, he's not made, and sliding in safely is De Leon. And how about this? We're going to get an out call behind the plate. And here comes Liam Carroll having a conversation with Leanna Ricks. Big Al swung and missed. I guess they're going to say he interfered with Mejias behind the plate. We're going to see a replay here on MILB TV. And I guess that will be the call, as the throw was not made. For now, it was going to go down as a stolen bag for De Leon. He's going to be forced to go back to first, and Big Al is going to be retired on strikes if the ruling is upheld, as we're going to have a quick meeting between the two umpires. Well, you've seen that before in baseball. It's not often, but in this situation, you know, that's a bang-bang call. It's a tough one. And the call, oh, wow, they are going to, let's see, what's the call here behind home plate? So De Leon is going to have to go back to the bag. So, okay, the ruling must have been incorrect, because Big Al is just going to get charged a strike, I should say. So he's not out. De Leon back to first, and the count's 1-2 on Feliz. So after all of that, here's the 1-2. And the lefty deal is now a throw back to first, and dancing back in safely was De Leon. So after all that, they called Big Al out. De Leon had the bag stolen. He goes back. Instead of an out, it's a strike call on Feliz, and the count's 1-2. There we go. 1-2. Rocks and fires high and away on the fastball. It's 2-2. Homer and 6 ribbies so far this season for Albert Feliz. Andy Lugo, the second baseman's on deck. De Leon off of first. And here's the 2-2. Throw back to first, not in time. Surging back in was De Leon, and we'll reset. Just mention it, though. Solid crowd on hand here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for a chillier afternoon here in Salem. 2-2. Runner takes off. Check swing. Third down to second will be not in time, as Benjamin missed the tag, and he can't believe it. It was also a ball that missed outside, so the count runs full. The throw beat De Leon by probably about 4 steps. And Benjamin tried to tag him swinging from behind. And the field umpire, Theo Arndt, says they missed him. So a stolen bag nonetheless for Framie De Leon. Sets up a 3-2 for Big Al. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Here in the home half of the second in Salem, Hillcats lead at 3-0. Game 6 of this 6-game set. 3-2. And the lefty deals. Check swing. Did he go? It was a breaking ball in the dirt. He did, and Big Al is down on strikes. 4 strikeout of the day for Humphreys, and there's 2 down for Andy Lugo, the second baseman.
Andy Lugo.
Here comes Jordan Smith now as well, out of the first base dugout. Andy Lugo. Well, he's going to see a new pitcher, as it does look like Smith and Lynchburg will go to the pen. That will do it for Alex Humphreys, or check that, for Jackson Humphreys, as the Hillcats turn to the bullpen. You're in the home half of the second, and a runner off of second. We'll tell you about the new arm when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV. Thank you. We're still in the home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0 the Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox, and the new pitcher for Lynchburg is Rini Artiles, the right-hander for the Lynchburg Hillcats. So far this season, fourth appearance on the year for Artiles. He got a 6.75 ERA, 2 2/3 innings pitched, 8 runs, only 2 were earned. And as well, he's got 5 walks to just 2 strikeouts. With 2 down and a runner off his second, here is Andy Lugo, the second baseman. Trying to stay hot, he digs in from the right side. Righty on right here. First pitch from Artiles. He winds and fires. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. It's nothing in one. Well, Lugo is trying to build off of a strong day yesterday. He had 2 hits for Salem. Also had the RBI single late in the game in the 8th. It made it 13-6 at the time. Kept the train moving. 0-1, the pitch. Breaking ball. Oh my goodness, almost drilled him and did it. Yes, it did. Clipped him from behind. So Lugo will reach on the hit by a pitch, and all of a sudden, first and second with 2 down. So far this frame, we've seen a strikeout, a walk, a strikeout, and now a hit by pitch. And here is Juan Montero, the catcher, who will dig in from the right side. All of a sudden, prime opportunity for Salem. First and second, 2 down. Sox trail it by 3. Juan Montero has been a steady hitter for the Sox, and particularly with Noyel Hunt-Ron Garcia in the order. Montero, all of a sudden, becomes ever so crucial. He's sitting an even 300, no homers, and an RBI. First pitch, and the righty deals. Swing and a line drive down the right field line. Foul. It's nothing in one. Montero, too, is somebody who, native of Puerto Rico, and, you know, came to Salem, and now all of a sudden he's been behind the plate, played some first. Signed with Boston back in 2022. 0-1. Swing and a line drive foul. Back to the screen. It's nothing in two. Actually played in 21 games with Salem a season ago. So second season here in Southwest Virginia. Hit 247 here a year ago in Southwest Virginia. 0-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Montero down on strikes. And to the third we go in Salem. 3-0. Hillcats lead. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Top half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in Game 6 of this 6-game set. Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. Giovanni Hayter is off today as he is broadcasting Virginia Tech Baseball on the ACC Network Extra in Black.
Plattsburgh about 40 minutes down the road on I-81. That's a big one, too. 23rd-ranked Virginia Tech and 7th-ranked Duke. Top 25 matchup on the ESPN app for Mr. Heater. 2-3-4 goes in the Lynchburg order. Ralphie Velasquez, Jason Chirillo, and Angel Hanau. As Velasquez digs in from the left side, he doubled back in the first. First pitch from Paez. He kicks and deals. Swing a line drive down the right field line. It trails foul. And it's nothing and one. Man, oh man, Velasquez can tear the cover off the ball. The double down the line in the first was, I mean, he hit it hard, but kind of served its way in there. Right on the line. Trudged into second. 0-1. Swings and tips it back to the screen. Nothing and two. Been kind of the storyline, obviously, of this series, as we have alluded to multiple times throughout the broadcast and throughout the week. Former first-round pick back in 2023 by the Cleveland Guardians. 0-2. Pitch. High and away on the fastball. It's 1-2. I remember talking to Gio about this, too. And I would love to ask Ralphie Velasquez if I ever get the opportunity. How much of a thrill can it be to be a first-round draft pick? 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three, and there's one down. Fooled him with the breaking ball, and here's Jason Chirillo, the center fielder. Jason Chirillo, the walk back in the first. Yeah, to be a first-round pick, and forgive me, I do not know if Velasquez was on site for the draft. You don't see many first-rounders in baseball do that, but you have seen a couple throughout the years. First pitch, high and tight fastball. It's 1-0. I mean, some of the ones that kind of come to mind that were in person, they got to put on the jersey of their team and take a picture with Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, or Bud Selig before that, potentially. 1-0. Inside it goes on the fastball. 2-0. Mike Trout was there in person. Aaron Judge was there in person. Those are two guys that immediately come to mind that obviously are cornerstone pieces in the game of baseball. 2-0. Swinging a chopper foul, first base side. Moves the count to 2-1. But you don't really see that many. And, you know, Velasquez was a guy who was 18 years old, was going to play at Arizona State. Out of high school, from San Pedro, California. 2-1, pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. And Arizona State's had some pretty substantial alums in the major leagues, obviously. The first one that comes to mind recently is Spencer Torkelson. Plays for the Detroit Tigers. Former first-round pick, I believe first overall pick a few years ago. 2-2. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the breaking ball. 2-up, 2-down on strikeouts, and here's Angel Hanau. And now the shortstop, he reached on one of the messier plays we've seen recently. A little chopper down the first base line that Albert Feliz fielded. He threw to second. It got away from the shortstop, De Leon. And here's the first pitch. Swinging a tipper back to the screen, it's nothing in one. And I'm trying to recall this the best I can. He threw it to second. It got into left, and then the left fielder Diaz, and that's where the second error is coming from, as I'm thinking out loud. The left fielder Diaz, he threw to the third baseman Anderson. That got away. 0-1. Inside it goes, and it's 1-1. Dancing out of the way was Hanau. It's an even count. So Diaz threw to Anderson. It got away from him. A run had already scored. That second throw allowed a second run to score and both runners to advance a base further. 1-1. Winds and fires. Swing a line drive foul down the left field line. Tailing above the Salem bullpen, it's 1-2. So two errors on one play has yielded the Hillcats two of the three runs, and then an RBI single off the bat of Christian Knapchak made it 3-0. It's where we currently stand. 1-2. Fastball in the outer half for strike three. So Paez strikes out the side,
And to the home half of the third, we go in Salem. 3-0. Sox strap. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. We've reached the home half of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0. Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox on this chilly and windy Sunday afternoon in Salem, Virginia. Carter Hill here alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. It will go 9-1-2 in the Sox order. Kelvin Diaz is first AB as a member of the Sox. Miguel Blaze and Antonio Anderson and Alonzo Richardson is the new pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. His first pitch, righty on right here. After a long look in, as he winds and fires, swinging a chopper, left side, Hanau on three hops, gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number one. So Diaz sees one pitch. He's retired on the 6-3 putout, and here is Miguel Blaze, the DH. So Blaze flew out to right back in the first. It was a routine play for Esteban Gonzalez. First pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, 1-0. Alonzo Richardson, the third pitcher today for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And is somebody with some numbers so far this season. 1-0, pitch. High and away it goes on the fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Richardson, you look at his stats so far this season. 2-0. Skips in the dirt, quickly 3-0. This is appearance number 3 for him. He has started the previous 2 games. He's 1-1 with an even 9 ERA. 3-0. Pitch. There's a strike in or half on a fastball. It's 3-1. Looked like Miguel was taking all the way. 7 walks, 5 strikeouts. 3-1. Swinging a chopper. May have broke his bat. In foul ground it goes. The backhand was made by Knapchak. The count runs 4-3-2. And I think Blaze did break his bat. Let's see. Yep, he did. He tossed it down the third baseline. So he'll have to switch out the stick and we'll resume the AB. Well, if you are a baseball fan, a card collector, seeking autographs, this is the guy on Salem's team that you're all over. Miguel Blaze, the fifth highest prospect in the Red Sox organization. 3-2. Swings and pokes it. Shallow right. Will it stay in play? Here comes Gonzalez, and it will fall foul. So Blaze remains alive. I mean, this is the guy who you come early to the game with a stack of cards, a baseball, and you try to leave with a signature. Miguel Blaze is somebody so lauded. 3-2. He swings and lifts it. Shallow left, coming on as the left fielder, Durango. He dives, and he can't make the play. Blaze now trudges for second. The throw there is not in time. So a one-out double for Miguel Blaze, and the Sox are set up here in the third. Well, you'll take that little looper in the left and Durango, what an effort to try and dive and lay out. He gets by him and credits a Blaze for taking advantage of the opportunity and sliding into second safely. Here's Antonio Anderson as they switch out Pearls. He turns around, will bat from the left side. Struck out back in the first. First pitch. Long look in from the belt. And he winds and fires. Breaking ball in their first strike in a half. It's nothing in one. Antonio Anderson was getting things going in this series. Had the two-hit day on Friday. The 0-for yesterday. Three strikeouts as well. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Swing and a pop-up. Foul. Third base side. Moves the count to 0-2. But again, 18-year-old kid, he was a third-round draft pick a season ago. Still just trying to get things going, figure out the pace of play at the professional ranks. A lot to like about his defensive versatility. 0-2 the pitch. Inside it goes, 1-2. Plays him third. Obviously, is at third base today. Slides to short in certain occasions. And it makes it, you know, it makes him a fun player to watch, too. Sliding around defensively. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a chopper foul. First base side. And Antonio Anderson remains alive. It's 1-2. And we've talked about him turning down that. We always mention ACC baseball, it seems. But turning down that commitment to play at Georgia Tech. For head coach Danny Hall and the Yellow Jackets down in the ATL. Which had to be so cool for him, right? I mean, playing his hometown 1-2. Swinging a number foul, third base side. Anderson resets and will do it all over again. I mean, you're from Atlanta. You're from the area. You get the offer to play at Georgia Tech. That's pretty cool. But obviously when the Boston Red Sox come calling. 1-2. There's strike 3.5. Blew him by with a fastball, and there's 2 down. Nellie Taylor Jr., the center fielder. But yeah, to put a bow on that conversation, the Boston Red Sox come calling. That's hard to pass up, and Anderson ends up here in Salem, Virginia. 2 down for Nellie Taylor. Place off a second. And here's the first pitch. Richardson rocks and fires. It's a breaking ball that simmers inside for a strike at the knees. Nothing in one. 3-0 Sox trail. Home half of the third in Salem. 3 hits on the day for Lynchburg. 1 for the Salem Sox. It was Miguel Blaze's bloop double. 0-1. Throw back to second. Not made as Richardson steps off and will reset. So far the frame. A ground out, double, strikeout, and Nellie Taylor trying to do some damage. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball that just misses low and inside. It's 1-1. Mentioned the strikeout in the first for Nellie Taylor. Capable bat in the 3-hole because of the Garcia brothers being a little banged up as well. After the last few days, 1-1. High and outside on the fastball. It's 2-1. But Nellie Taylor, a former 11th round draft pick, native of Clearwater, Florida, and a Cape Cod League alum, can play some ball. 2-1. Swinging a line drive, lifted into right, moving back is Gonzalez towards the track, towards the wall, and it one hops the wall. A run scores, Taylor to second, and he'll stand up with an RBI double to make it 3-1 here in the third. Well, you'll take that any day of the week, and the Sox get a run back here in the frame. So two doubles in the frame. Miguel Blaze, the looper double, into left. Anderson, the strikeout, and Nellie Taylor's double. That was a rifle that one hopped the wall. And Nathaniel Yuden, who's been the hottest hitter in this Red Sox order, he now takes a turn from the left side. First pitch, righty on left. Swing a line drive into center. Chirillo on the run is there and makes the grab basket style for out number 3. But the Sox get a run. as we move to the fourth in Salem. 3-1. Salem Trends. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. To the fourth we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. It will go for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 5-6-7 in the order. Christian Knapchak, Juan Benjamin, and Manuel Mejias. Fourth inning of work for the right-hander Pius. He has yielded 3 runs so far. 2 errors, though, for the Salem Red Sox have certainly not helped out. Single back in the first for Knapchak. It was an RBI base hit that made it 3-0, and he now digs in from the left side. Sox got a run in the home half of the third. Miguel Blaze, the double in the left, and then Nellie Taylor Jr., a big-time double off the wall, has trimmed the deficit down to 2. Paez against Knapchak. First pitch as the righty deals. Check swing, did he go? Doesn't matter. No, he misses low and inside. Showing bunt was Christian Knapchak initially. It misses low and inside at the knees, and it's 1-0. Single back in the first for Knapchak. It was that aforementioned RBI base knock. 1-0, Wyans and fires. Swinging a chopper, first base side. Police on 3, hops will field. Race to the bag and step on it himself for out number 1. So Knapchak is retired, and here is Juan Benjamin now, the second baseman. Again, game 6 of this 6-game set. Lynchburg has won 4 of the first 5. They won on Tuesday and Wednesday. Sox won on Thursday. Hillcats won again on Friday. First pitch to Benjamin. He swings and rifles it right side. It's through for a base hit. Juan Benjamin, after striking out in the first, comes back with a single here in the fourth. And here is Manuel Mejias with 1 down. Yeah, so the Hillcats won once again on Friday. And then yesterday it was a 13-8 victory for Lynchburg over the Salem Sox. Here's Mejias. 0-1 on the day. First pitch, breaking ball, low and inside in the dirt, 1-0. And the Sox still, you know, trying to get things going at home this season. 1-7 so far this year at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So you'd like to get this victory here before you take the show on the road. 1-0 throw to first, not in time. Sliding back in head first was Benjamin. So you'd like to get this one before you head to Five County Stadium in Zebulon, right? Give yourself some momentum. 1-0, kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper back into the mitt of Montero that he bobbles. Nonetheless, it's 1-1. Ground out and a single so far in the frame. He has had the 1-3 ground out back in the second. Little nubber back to Paez on the bump and flip to Albert Feliz. Hillcats trying to get a run back after surrendering 1 in the third. 1-1. And Paez deals. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. It's 1-2. That is a beautiful breaking ball out of the hands of the right-hander Paez. And he's now ahead in the count. Sunday afternoon baseball, Salem, Virginia, 3-1 Hillcats on top. Runner off of first, 1 down. And here's Paez's pitch, runner off from first. He bluffs, swinging a lifter, shallow left. Ranging in is Kelvin Diaz, and he'll make the grab at high for out number two. So Mejias is retired, and here is Rafael Ramirez Jr., the DH. Ramirez with the strikeout, that beautiful breaking ball back in the second. He will dig in from the left side, with Benjamin still off of first. Righty on lefty matchup here. Four hits on the day for Lynchburg, two for the Salem Sox. First pitch, kicks and deals, swing and a chopper foul, first base side. Moves the count to nothing and one. Yeah, and it's also the fourth time this week we've seen actually the Salem Red Sox take the field. It's been an interesting week. The throw to first is not in time. Diving back in head first was Benjamin. Back on Thursday, of course, Salem, they transform every Thursday at home into the Salem Beer Mongers. Then yesterday, the Malmo Oat Milkers were in town. As the Red Sox, 0-1, runner off from first. It misses outside. He bluffs and tried the snap back throw down to first. Nearly did Montero. And he'll wisely hold on to it as the count moves to 1-1. Benjamin keeps on dancing off of first. We've seen that with Wilfredo Antunez throughout the series, too. And he ended up getting thrown out at third yesterday to end the inning after doing that repetitively. 1-1, pitch. Low and outside it goes. Two balls and a strike. And here in this situation, I could see the Hillcats running. Top of the fourth, two down. You want to take advantage of a certain situation. But again, if you're Paez, you got to settle down this order here and keep them at bay. Throw to first again. Sliding back in safely, Benjamin. You're just down two, and the Hillcats, they try to create runs on the base pass, and they've done it successfully at times this weekend. That's what Benjamin's up to. 2-1, he bluffs again, throw to first. They may have him picked off, and no, the ball gets away back to the dugout, and Benjamin now heads to second as the ball gets out of play, and he slides in safely. So that will go down as an E1 on Paez, now a runner in scoring position for Lynchburg. And folks, I got to tell you, they had Benjamin picked off there. He danced about as he looks a little shaken up here, and they're going to check on him. Before Paez went into his motion, he danced about maybe four steps off the bag. You're going to see it here on MILB TV. Yeah, he dances about three, four steps off the bag. The throw to first, I mean, if it hits Albert Feliz, I mean, that's probably out number three. Nonetheless, it hit the side railing in the dugout, and I think went on the top step, and so it's technically out of play. And so advancing to second now is Benjamin, who appears to be still shaken up. It's also important to note, too, that was error number three on the day for the Salem Red Sox. We saw two on the one play in the field back in the first, where, let's see here as I go through my scorebook. Angel now chopped one to first, and Albert Feliz threw to second. It was wide of Framy De Leon. Scampered into left. A run had scored. And then Kelvin Diaz tried to throw out, the behind runner at third. It got away from Antonio Anderson. And then a second run scored. And the trail runner advanced on that one as well. And it does look like Benjamin will stay in this game. That made it 2-0. Christian Knapchek then, the RBI single up the middle. Made it a 3-0 game. And then two doubles in the third for Salem has made it a 3-1 contest. Miguel Blaise, little looper, and the hustle double is probably a good way to put it. Luis Durango could make the diving play despite a solid effort. And then Ellie Taylor, an RBI double. Right back to action. 2-1 to Rafael Ramirez. Runner off from second. It misses outside. Throw to third will be not in time. So it does look like Juan Benjamin is indeed okay as he swipes third and the count moves to 3-1. So Benjamin takes second on the E1. And then he advances to third on the stolen back. 3-1 to Ramirez. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, and Home plate umpire had that as strike three. I have it as strike two. And the entire infield does too. And here comes, darting for home now, is Juan Benjamin. Time was called. I am confused. I don't know what's going on. It appears that the inning is over. Everybody is confused. The entire infield is still, and now they're running off the field. Okay. And in that way, the inning does come to a close. As Liana Ricks and Rafael Ramirez are still having words, and it does look like that will send us to the home half of the fourth in Salem. 3-1, the Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox on this Sunday afternoon in Southwest Virginia. Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in. As it goes, 5-6-7 in the Salem order, Framy De Leon, Albert Feliz, and Andy Lugo, the second baseman. Alonzo Richardson back on the bump for his third inning of work. The third pitcher of the day for the Lynchburg Hillcats after Jackson Humphreys got the start. And now Richardson is on in relief. De Leon with the walk back in the second. He will dig in from the left side. The switch hitter from the Dominican Republic with his second crack at it on the deck. First pitch from the right-hander Richardson. As he curls and unfurls, swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. It scampers out of play, and it's nothing in one. Game 6 of this 6-game set, and just in a minute, we're going to take you around the Carolina League. Plenty of games in action. First the 0-1, swing and a miss, right through a fastball, it's 0-2. All right, currently, there are two games in action. Ours, where Lynchburg leads at 3-1, here in the home half of the fourth. And then in Fredericksburg, where the Fred Nats in the top of the ninth lead it 6-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, just outside of our nation's capital, about 3 hours here from Salem. 0-2, pitch high inside fastball, it's 1-2. There is a game that has gone final. Augusta wins game 6 of their 6-game series against the Carolina Mudcats, 3-1, down in Augusta, Georgia. 1-2, pitch, swing and a ground ball left side. It's bobbled by Knapjack. He recollects, throw to first, will be not in time, and it gets away. De Leon to second. There will be no throw, and likely an infield single. And an E5 sets up Salem here in the fourth. So, you'll take that. It's the first error on the day for the Hillcats. And actually, it may be ruled a straight error on Christian Knapjack as he bobbled the ball. Initially. Nonetheless, De Leon stands in scoring position. And here is Albert Feliz, the first baseman. Big Al digging in from the right side. Struck out back in the second. Still waiting on an official scoring on that one. First pitch, he takes it inside for a strike above the knees. It's nothing in one. Nonetheless, let's see here. Just the third base runner of the day for the Salem Red Sox. fourth base runner, I should say. 0-1 to Big Al. Long looking. And Richardson deals. Swing it a pop up first base side. It will falter into the seats and land foul. Long bounce into the second level. And the chase is on for a souvenir here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Again, Carter Hill just solo here today in Salem. Giovanni Heater is doing Virginia Tech baseball on TV on the ACC Network Extra. 0-2. Swing and a rifle down the third baseline. It falters foul, though. And Big Al stays alive. Yeah, he's doing Virginia Tech, too. The top 25 matchup on the ACC Network Extra. Just down the road in Blacksburg. That's a big one between the Hokies and the Blue Devils at English Field. De Leon off a second. 0-2 to Big Al. Still seeking to really turn things on. Pitch. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. Got a piece of that breaking ball. Did Feliz, and he remains alive. Andy Lugo, the second baseman, also is on deck. Opportunity for the Sox to draw even closer. 0-2. Pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike three, outer half. And Big Al winces as he walks back to the dugout. So one down. Here's Lugo, the second baseman. You're going to see the replay here on MLB TV. And it's close. Outer half of the plate. And according to TrackMan, it did miss. Just outside. Here's Lugo. First pitch. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. And a beauty. It's nothing in one. Andy Lugo was hit by a pitch. The top of the back, I want to say. Back in the second. Set up the Sox with an opportunity in the frame. 0-1. Wyans and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's nothing in two. The Sox finally got a run in the third. They scored on the RBI single. Or RBI double, I should say, off the bat of Nellie Taylor Jr. Made this a two-run game. 0-2. Right back to work. The pitch. Swing and a tipper foul. First base side. Lugo stays alive. Back to the Carolina League scoreboard. We mentioned the game that has gone final. Now two have gone final. The Fred Nats win at 6-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So now just us and, how about this, Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? It gets back to the backstop, and advancing to third is De Leon. So the count's 1-2, and a runner is now 90 feet away from scoring for Salem. So we're actually the only game currently in action. Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach, they're in the top of the 12th, and they're going to complete last night's game tonight starting at 5 p.m. They're tied at 3 down in Myrtle Beach. Very interesting. 1-2, rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three with a breaking ball, and there's two down. Juan Montero's turn. Man, he needs a base hit for the Sox to put up a second run. One more game coming up later today, too. Columbia and Charleston. That is at 5:05 p.m. First pitch to Montero. It misses low and away. 1-0. That's at 5:05. Delmarva and the Down East Wood Ducks were canceled today due to rain. 1-0. In the dirt it goes, and what a block by Mejias using his chest protector. Two balls and no strikes. So right now, we're currently the spotlight in the Carolina League. Game six of this six-game set between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. First six-game set at home this season for Salem. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. He foul tipped it into the mitt of Mejias. And Montero, man, oh man, a base hit here would be absolutely ginormous for the Salem Red Sox. Time call behind the dish. Juan Montero, the Puerto Rico native. Signed with Boston in 2022. 2-1. Swing and a pop-up foul, first base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. Also, so thrilled to share. Top of the fifth. Our friend Will Howell is going to join us here in the booth. He is a student at Virginia Tech that helps with our whole operation here and does a phenomenal job. 2-2. In the dirt it goes, 3-2. What a block by Mejias as it dances away down the first base line. De Leon stays put. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth in Salem. 3-1 the Lynchburg Killcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. De Leon off a third. And the pitch. In the dirt it goes. And there's ball four. So that's big time there. 2-out walk and runners at the corners with 2 down for Kelvin Diaz. Starting left fielder. So Kelvin Diaz was added to the Salem Red Sox roster yesterday. This is his second AB of the season. He grounded out back in the third, 6-3 put out. Angel Hanau made the play, and he digs in from the right side. First pitch, swinging a tipper back to the screen. It's nothing at one. Last year for Diaz, he hit 212, 2 homers, 16 RBIs. That was with the FCL Red Sox down in Florida. A career 230 hitter in pro ball. 0-1. Swinging a pop-up foul, first base side. Moves the count to 0-2. Signed as an international free agent with Boston back in July of 2019. And a native of the Dominican Republic. Wearing number 21 in red. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at the corners. And Richardson deals, swinging a pop-up foul again down the right field line. Diaz spoils it and stays alive. Man, we've seen some good at-bats today, too, from the Salem Red Sox. Kelvin Diaz, Framy De Leon. Here's the 0-2. Righty deals, winds and fires. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. He tipped it into the mid of Mejias. And to the fifth we go in Salem. 3-1, the Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Oh, hello. Good, how are you?
Good.
Welcome back.
You want me for a couple innings?
Yeah, of course. Also, let me keep you for the fifth. We got...
Who's coming up?
Can we wait till the sixth? Cool. Sounds good. Mike, correct?
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll get you in here. It's different doing the games alone. Typically, beach, you always do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could come up here. We can have a good time. Top half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-1, the Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. Here on a chilly, windy, cloudy day here in Southwest Virginia. Carter Hill now joined by Mike from Strikes for Tykes here in the booth, high above Carilion Clinic Field. Mike, thank you so much for coming on again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Carter. We appreciate being here. Just love the atmosphere in this ballpark.
So this is your second straight night here, correct? Were you here Friday too?
We were here Friday as well. So it's our third game this season. We usually come in for the latter half of 2 or 3 series every season.
Gotcha. Well, welcome to Southwest Virginia. You're a native of Northern California is what I hear.
We're living in Northern California. My partner is downstairs working the booth right now. He's out in Dallas, Texas.
Luis Durango takes one low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0 as it goes 9-1-2 in the Hillcats. Paez back on the bunt for his fifth inning of work, and here is his 1-0. He winds and fires. Check swing. He squares around the bunt, pulls back. It's a ball that misses low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. So you come out here to Salem every year. Is it twice a year, per se?
We try to get out two or three different series during the season. Once usually at the beginning, sometime in the middle, and towards the end.
2-0, the pitch. He swings and rifles it foul back towards us. It's 2-1. So you're here in Salem for the weekend. Kind of describe the mission of Strikes for Tykes and what the whole deal is there.
So Strikes for Tykes is a nationwide charity. We work for minor league baseball. What we do is we count strikeouts for the home team for all their regular postseason games. And we ask fans to donate for every strikeout that's thrown.
2-1 misses low and outside on the fastball. It's 3-1. Well, that is such a cool opportunity right there.
It really is, because the mission is to keep everything local. So we've got fans with their local team using the team as the catalyst, donating to a local charity or the team's foundation if they have one.
3-1. Just misses low. No, it's a strike on the outer half of the plate as Durango took two steps down the first base line and the count runs full.
So with the Salem Red Sox, they've partnered with the Carilion Children's for the last 5 years that we've been coming here, and it's been a great relationship all the way around.
3-2. The righty deals. Breaking ball that misses low and outside, and it's a leadoff walk for Luis Durango. Back to the top we go for Esteban Gonzalez. So it's cool for you, I'm sure, because you get to go different places around minor league baseball and see the differences in place to place. And I heard a little bit of your interview yesterday with Gio talking about the wall here and everything here in Salem. What has been the – you talked about the need and the mission here for charity here in Salem and across minor league baseball. First, the first pitch to Gonzalez, runner off from first, and misses low and outside. Third to second will be not in time. So it's a stolen bag for Durango, and the counts want to know. What has the response been like here in Salem, particularly with the front office here with the Salem Red Sox?
Oh, the front office has been amazing. We partnered in back in the beginning of the 2019 season. In 2018, the Red Sox had a pitcher who was doing this on his own, and he started a GoFundMe.
1-0. Breaking ball in their first strike. It's 1-1.
Actually, I think it was called Pledge It at the time, where every single strikeout he threw went to a local charity in Salem.
Okay.
He got promoted to Double-A. He went up to Portland the next season, and the front office wanted to carry that synergy and continue the program, but they didn't have either the manpower or the...
Runner off from second, 1-1. Swinging a line drive into left. Tripping and falling is Diaz, and it gets all the way to the wall. Durango scores. Gonzalez is on the move, and he'll stop at second with an RBI double to make it 4-1 Lynchburg.
Oh, that's just unfortunate. That's a complete catching out in left field. That's something that's really unfortunate.
And if that's caught, that's a double play there as well.
Yes, pretty much, because he was off on the pitch. So, the team wasn't able to do it on their own, and we happened to meet up with them at the Innovator Summit. It was in Des Moines, Iowa that fall, and quickly struck a relationship and signed with the Salem Red Sox that winter at the winter meetings, and have been here ever since. So we really like this partnership. It was our first one. It was our first professional signing. And there's something very special about, one, this organization locally, and two, just coming out here with the fans. We get to know a lot of the season ticket holders. We've got the Booster Club on board as well, and they're helping promote it locally with local businesses. So it's just been a great relationship.
That's awesome to hear. It's especially awesome to hear, being somebody who is local in the area here in Salem and works for the club. It's pretty special. Where have you been so far this season, if anywhere?
No, this was our first trip out, so we usually wait when it starts to warm up.
Makes sense.
Not yet, but and start our rounds then. But right now, Salem's the only team we have on board for this year.
Okay.
We're still doing a little bit of recovery from the major league contraction.
Rafi Velasquez swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1.
As well as COVID, even 4 years later, which is we had basically the old
runner darting now for third, and he'll slide in safely. This has been just kind of the theme of the day here, it seems like, with just guys flying around the base pass. So that's a stolen base for Esteban Gonzalez, and now there's a runner at third with nobody down.
This is the problem with the modified shift.
Well, now the infield draws in. 0-1 on Velasquez, and the pitch. It skipped in the dirt, 1-1.
So, but we had the whole Appalachian League signed up.
Oh, cool.
And ready to go, and then the Appalachian League disappeared with the contraction. So it's been a little bit difficult, but it's something that it's starting to crack roots, and the program is growing.
1-1 pitch in the dirt it goes, and what a stop by Montero. It's 2-1.
Part of the joy of it as well is with baseball going towards launch angle and exit velo, everybody's swinging for fences, so you're seeing a lot of either strikeouts or home runs. And that's the way the mentality has gone with the game. So strikeouts are up all over.
2-1, pitch. Swing and a fly ball, shallow center. Trailing in is Taylor. Now the left fielder Diaz calls everyone off and can't make the play. It falls in. A run will score, and an RBI bloop single off the bat of Velasquez makes it 5-1 here in the fifth.
Be interesting on the scoring on that. Yeah. I'm not sure if that went off his glove or not.
Now they'll give it ahead. Sixth hit of the day for Lynchburg, yep. But I agree with you. Galvin Diaz, man, oh man, what is it with you being up here in the booth? Yesterday, Lynchburg put up 6 runs when you were up here. Oh my gosh.
We had a little bit of a comeback while he was up here as well.
Yes, you did. Oh my gosh.
It's challenging.
Here's Jason Chirillo, first pitch. High and set on the fastball. It's 1-0.
It's also part of the joy of minor league baseball. You're never going to see the same game twice.
Very true. Very, very true. So far this inning, we've seen a bloop single fall in. Forget the inning. Let's talk about the whole game itself. First, the 1-0. There's a strikeout or half, 1-1. We've seen 2 bloopers, really 3 bloopers, fall in. We've seen 2 guys try and swipe the bag in between pitches. We've seen 2 guys in the infield throw balls away that scurried all the way into the outfield, where guys have advanced 2 bases, 1-1. Swinging a lifter into left. To his right is Diaz on the run, moving to his right, and he makes the grab head high for out number 1. That was a nice play, though.
That was a nice play.
Chirillo's retired, and here's Angel Hanau, the shortstop. But back to strikes for Tykes. I apologize. The game can certainly dictate some interesting conversations.
It always will.
What has been your message to people that have come up? You have a booth set up downstairs. What has been your message to people that walk into the ballpark that stop and talk this weekend?
Our message is quite simply that we're using the Red Sox as the catalyst to help out a really good children's organization, a really good cause, and we're doing with.
And now swings and chops it foul. It's nothing in what?
Southwest Virginians. So it's local dollars. Staying locally in the community. So it's all the proceeds are going straight to Carillion Children's. And the partnership we set up with the Red Sox, Strikes or Tykes, is donating the time while we're out here. We haven't taken a penny on overhead. It's just been a thrill to work with this organization.
So. Swinging a chopper. This could be 2. On to 2nd for 1. Return throw to first is not made. So if an hour reaches on the fielder's choice, and there's 2 down.
The other thing we really promote with the program is we're not asking for dollars at the ballpark. So if you're a family of 4 is coming in and this is their relaxation, this is the 1 day out a week, we don't want those dollars coming out of their pocket. We will invoice at the end of the season. We'll do it electronically. We'll send a tax receipt at the end of the season because we're not presenting the check until the following year anyway. When we come back in June, we're going to be presenting the 2023 check to Carillions at that time. So there's no fear, there's no obligations. It's just come in, enjoy the baseball game, and it's a different way to keep involved on the defensive side of the baseball. So it's not all about home runs.
Runner off from first, and misses outside. Third to second will be not in time. So a stolen bag for Angel Hanau. It was a breaking ball that actually did trim the outer edge. So nothing to one on Christian Nepcheck now, the third baseman.
So and that's really the message that we're sending is. Just come and enjoy the game. We're not looking at major league dollars here. You know, a penny or 2 cents a strikeout is about the same price as a general admission ticket.
I'm going to pop up foul, third base side, and there's a souvenir. The count moves to 0-2.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're on pace for around 700 strikeouts, between 650 and 700 strikeouts a season. If they get there at 2 cents a strikeout, we're looking at 13 or 14.
Very cool.
So very, very small, but, you know, we're getting our numbers through the amount of pledges that we're receiving at this point.
No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch to Nepcheck. First, the righty Paez will step off and we'll reset. Nepcheck today, a single, RBI single, and a ground out that was back in the 4th. No balls, 2 strikes. Runner off from 2nd and misses inside. Throw to 3rd, and they got him. He's gunned down in the frame at 3rd. We'll keep Mike around for the home half of the 5th. We'll step aside momentarily. 5-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball and watching on MILB.com and MILB TV.
They're picking something up, but they're stealing that many bags.
What's that, sorry?
They're picking something up off the pitcher. They're stealing that many bags.
Yeah, they definitely are.
There's something there. He's got a tell of some sort. What was the interference call? Did he explain?
You're talking about the one back in the second?
Yeah, where she called interference, and then they left the batter at first base on the runner.
I think she thought it should be an out. It really is just a strike. So they called him out, but they said he interfered in it. So it was interference, but they just called a strike.
Yeah.
And so De Leon had to go back to the batter.
So the rule is if they have interference, you're getting an out. So something got switched over. So
okay.
They missed something.
Wow. Yeah, there's been a couple
of those
this series.
I'll find out after the game.
There's been a couple of those. Well, and the one, what I'm confused on is, it was like an inning ago, there was like a strikeout, but everybody had to count as 3-1.
Lynchburg didn't know how many outs there were. Because Salem was walking off the field. Lynchburg had no clue how many outs there were because the guy on third tried to score on it.
Welcome back to Salem home half of the fifth year at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-1. Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox. Carter Hill joined alongside Mike from Strikes for Kikes here in town for the weekend in Salem, Virginia, sharing the cause and talking about what he is currently doing out in Northern California. And I guess, Mike, I'll pick up where we left off in the conversation. One question I wanted to ask you that fans at home probably will be wondering about, how can they get in touch with you? You have a website, social media. Where can fans find you?
Yes, we definitely have all that. The website is strikesfortikes.org, and that's Tikes with an I. And our phone number is 510-545-3071. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're at Strikes for Tikes. On all of the major social media. We're also on LinkedIn.
Miguel Blaze takes the first pitch strike. It is nothing and one as it goes 1-2-3 in the Sox order. 0-1 to Blaze. Rocks and fires. Check swing. Did he go? Doesn't matter. It's a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. So Facebook, online, the website, that's where they can find the phone number, I assume, too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, everything's there. And we're willing and happy to speak to anybody about the organization and what we've been doing, one with Salem, and two, where we're trying to head with minor league baseball.
So forgive me if I missed this. Obviously, this has been a minor league baseball thing, and you talked about with the Red Sox, first the 0-2. It misses low away. It's 1-2. Has there been a push to get this also into maybe college baseball at one point, maybe some summer collegiate baseball as well?
Yes, we actually spoke to the Colorado Boulders.
Okay.
It was a summer college team.
1-2. Swinging a ground ball right side on the hop is Benjamin. He gloves, throws to first, and it is in time for out number one.
As well as a couple of NCAA teams. The problem with the NCAA is it's got to be very careful in how the money's coming in. But because those are amateur organizations, what we're doing is we're doing every game instead of just home games because they don't play as many as professional games.
Yep.
So we're counting strikeouts on the road as well. At the grassroots programs and the...
Swinging a chopper up the middle off the bat of Anderson. It's gloved by Hanau. It's short. Throw to first. What a play for out number two on the 6-3 putout.
What we're doing with those organizations is every single penny that comes in goes straight back out to those organizations. At the grassroots level as well as the academic levels.
And then so
we work with high schools.
This is just me asking because I'm curious, being a college sports guy. Does the NIL side of things make it easier for you to do this at all, maybe potentially, or is that has nothing to do with it?
It really has nothing to do with it. I mean, we could put images up there with pictures.
First pitch to Kelly Taylor Jr. misses low and outside. It's 1-0.
But the NIL is also paying the players, or the players are getting compensated by it, and that's not the goal of the program. We're trying to help the organizations.
1-1 now on Taylor as he takes a strike on the outer half. Nelly Taylor Jr. strikeout in an RBI double. That was back in the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. There's a strike in her half on a breaking ball and a beauty. It's 1-2.
The challenge with academics and grassroots is the money raised is not necessarily going to a charity. It's going back to the organization to help them with their fundraising. So they're going to use it as a fundraiser.
Gotcha.
Which is what most of our high schools do when they bring it on board.
1-2. He swings and chops it right side. It trickles foul, and Taylor remains alive.
But it makes it fun for the parents because now you're getting family and relatives involved, and it brings up the support. And everybody's on the apps right now that's tracking games and Game Changer and Diamond Cast and things like that, so they're all seeing it.
A rifle up the middle off the bat of Taylor, and a two-out single is his second base hit of the day. That was smoked off the bat.
It was a beautiful hit.
Two out single, and here is Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder. Well, another thing, too, that I guess is important. to talk about. This is also a question that I wanted to ask you. Actually, it's kind of separate from this conversation. We were talking about this when I hopped back on air and you left yesterday. Being a Northern California guy, the first pitch to U10 is swung through a miss. It's nothing in one. What are your thoughts on the A's going to Sacramento?
Well, I actually live in Sacramento, so I'm pretty hyped by that. They're going to have to do a lot of work on that stadium. The stadium's in great shape, don't get me wrong, but it's a AAA ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, so it says 14,000 people, which for the A's would be phenomenal at this point.
Sure.
But they're going to have to do some work on that. I think it's going to be a great partnership for 3 years. The question is, the Rivercats also play there, the Giants AAA team. And because of the six-game schedules for the week, there's going to be a lot of overlap. And where are the Rivercats going or where are the A's going when there's that overlap?
1-1 is now the count on U10. Yeah, that was also going to be my follow-up question. Where's the AAA team going to go?
I think they're going to be splitting the season, half of it in Sacramento, and when the A's are home.
Swinging a ground ball right side. Benjamin on a hot gloves throws to first, and it is in time for out number three. We'll keep you here to continue the conversation through the break, but yes,
perfect.
Continue. So sorry.
So I think they're going to go to either Oracle, which is San Francisco's home park, because that's their major league affiliate. Or they may be doing some split road trips. So, you know, when they're close with Reno or Vegas, they'll do 3-3 and they'll go in and split the road trip.
Gotcha.
To have it working. But it's going to be real interesting. And Sacramento's hoping that the whole Vegas thing maybe doesn't happen and they keep the A's. In which case, we definitely need a bigger ball.
But, we got the Giants and the A's up there still.
Yeah. And they still have that nice rivalry. And Sacramento is really a split community. It's half A's, half Giants. And it's just depending on who's hot at the time. But the A's minor league teams traditionally do well. And when the A's were in Sacramento, they were doing great.
I have always wanted to go out to Oracle. I've heard that's a gorgeous ballpark out in San Francisco.
It really is. It's phenomenal. We have a new pitcher coming in. Really is phenomenal ballpark. It's part of the original, so when Camden Yards was built in Baltimore and then Arlington came in, which they're not even using anymore in Texas, Oracle was part of that that continuation, and it's gorgeous. It's a little cold because you're right on the bay, but it's one of the nicer ballparks, and the splash hits is always a good a fun feature. I'm seeing how many we're hitting out. Still haven't hit one out wide right.
Really? Never.
In a game, and no right-handed hitters that went out into the bay.
I've seen documentaries on the guys who sit out there in the kayaks during batting practice and everything, trying to catch the baseball, which is very cool.
And everybody was hoping the Bonds' signature home run would have gone out there when he hit 66 to break the record, and then when he got into when he broke Henry Aaron's record, they were all hoping that would be going out into the bay.
Yes. Well, and I've read too how baseballs, at one point, like if it gets wet enough, it can sink very quickly.
Yes.
So you have to be able to get after it and get that baseball if you want to hold on to it.
Yeah, well, there's enough people out there that they're actually fighting each other for them. You see them jumping out of their kayaks at
times,
and that's water I'd never want to get into.
Well, and that's, you know, there's a similar, there's nothing like the kayak situation, but in Pittsburgh, you have the Allegheny out,
yeah,
right? So, and I've seen videos of people jumping in to try and get baseballs, and that is crazy.
There's Baltimore and Steve. Him off the warehouse, which has only been done once.
Exactly. Christian Knapcheck, now first pitch, swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Trailing back is the shortstop De Leon, and the left fielder Kelvin Diaz calls him off to make the grab for out number one. One of one down, and here is one Benjamin. Yeah, no, I don't know if I'd ever want to jump into that water to get a baseball.
It's so cold.
Alright, back to the strikes for Tykes conversation, as we now have hit a knock on wood quicker pace in this game. By the way, CJ Wins is the new pitcher for Salem, the sixth round pick in 2023. His first pitch to Benjamin. He's a strikeout or half on a fastball. It's nothing in one. What is kind of your, and again, I apologize if this is a little repetitive, but what is your final message to people at home why they should support Strikes for Tykes and why they should get involved?
Once again, because we're supporting local children's organizations, children's charities, or teams foundations, which are also giving to local organizations. So we're trying to keep local dollars in the community and using the team as a catalyst to do that. It just makes it more entertaining to come to games, track it on our dashboard.
1-1 to Benjamin, swinging a lifter straight away center. Moving back is Taylor to his left. He's got room and makes the grab head high for out number two.
And really partner up with local organizations. As I said, the partnership here with Carilion has been absolutely amazing. We love coming out here on their picnic day, on their fan appreciation day, or staff appreciation day, and meeting with the people whose lives we're impacting. And it's not big dollars. Like, we're not curing cancer with these dollars, but we're definitely helping.
Here's Manuel Mejias, the starting catcher, and Wins will step off. Also, by the way, for those listening at home who are not local to the Salem area or the Roanoke Valley, Carilion is a hospital locally here in Southwest Virginia. So the first pitch is a breaking ball that skims in her half, 1-0, missed below the knees. So, yeah, Carilion is, I'm actually from Blacksburg, just down the road, so I'm local to the area. So grew up with Carilion, always involved and always doing different things throughout the community, which is very cool to see. 1-0, kicks and deals. There's a strike in her half. It's 1-1.
Yeah, their social media is always active. They're always doing flu clinics. They're always doing things. During COVID, they were out there doing the immunizations and the vaccines, as well as they're really dedicated to children. They got a huge children's hospital.
1-1's a strike at her half. It's 1-2. And they always are involved, whether it be here with the Salem Red Sox. Down the road, they're partnered with Virginia Tech Athletics. I mean, the basketball court is named after them. The field here is named after them. They are so, so involved in the community, trying to stay more involved as the 1-2 skips in the dirt. It's 2-2.
And it's funny. Yesterday, for example, we had a young lady come to our table. Couldn't have been more than 10 or 11 years old, and asked us what we were doing and what the funds were going for. And we mentioned Carilion, and her mother happened to be an employee who was standing behind her. And she had already known. She was a donor. But her daughter didn't realize it and turned around and was like, whoa, can I help you, Mom?
And got another donation. Foul. Excuse me, sorry.
Sorry.
No, my fault. When you're doing a radio baseball game, trust me, it is tough to try and weave y'all in, but I apologize. Go ahead.
No, I usually shut up when the pitch is on its way down. But, yeah, we got another donut through that because she wanted to support what her mother did. It was great.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and here's the pitch to Mejias. He rocks and fires. Swinging a line drive left side. It's past the leap of Anderson. And into left for a base hit. 2 out single off the bat of Mejias, and here's Rafael Ramirez Jr., the DH.
As well, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, strikeouts are going up, and everybody's worried about exit velocity and launch angle. The team coming in today had thrown 85 strikeouts to their 8-home game, so we're averaging 10.5 strikeouts a game. And we're already at 7 or 8 tonight, so they're keeping that average up.
First pitch, in the dirt it goes, 1-0.
Which is really good to see from our pitching staff as well, because a couple years ago we were the lowest in the Carolina League, and last year we rose up to the middle upper half, and I'm not sure if they're leading it. I have to go and check the stats, but they've been consistent.
It has been consistent. The 1-0 spikes in the dirt, gets away, and on to second we'll go Mejias on the wild pitch. He'll take a sharp turn as finally picking it up is Montero, and the count's 2-0. When you've been treated to, I'm sure it, I've never been out to Northern California. I'm sure it's still a little chilly this time of year out there. Is it getting warmer at this point?
It's getting warmer. What we've had the last 2 years is a whole heck of a lot of rain, so nobody can complain about our drought anymore. but I'm tracking a team that I coach with back there, and it's 75 and sunny right now.
So the pitch, and away it goes. 3 balls and no strikes.
But we don't get views like this.
No, well, you have been treated to an awesome 2 days of baseball. Today's a little chilly, but it's still pleasant enough outside. We had this conversation, myself and Stephen Langdon, our video production coordinator. 3-0. This is low and inside and a 4-pitch walk. I am a firm believer, as there's first and second, by the way, and 2 down. I am a firm believer that this is the best view you'll get in single-A baseball. Now, I have not been everywhere, but at least in the Carolina League, I've seen some places. And to see the Roanoke Valley and the Blue Ridge Mountains, the level we can see it, we're very, very fortunate about here. I will say in Charlotte, they got a very nice view, too, here in minor league baseball. Skyline.
Charlotte's nice. I know while I'm AAA in Sacramento, we've got the skyline behind us as well. As well as the Tower Bridge going across the river. But, yeah, this is absolutely pretty, and you can take it for advantage. But
Luis Durango takes a strike inside. It's 0-1.
And when it's staying light a little later and it's sunny out there and the trees have all come into bloom, it's gorgeous. But we'll come out here and we'll just turn the GPS off and just drive anywhere before we turn it back on.
0-1, swing a line drive down the left field line. This one will fall foul. About 5 feet to the left of the foul line, and it's 0-2. Boy, it helps you I think it helps you realize how lucky we are to be in the spot that we're at, where we get to enjoy the area. And I agree. I enjoy, especially during the fall with the leaves and everything. Turn that bad boy off and you drive around, you get lost. Don't get too lost, but you get lost enough where you can enjoy the scenery and everything.
Yeah. No, I'm fortunate enough. I get up to go to upstate New York every summer and enjoy the same views up there through the Adirondacks and the Catskills.
That's it. Swinging a tipper foul, third base side, just barely getting a piece of that was Luis Durango.
I lived in Albany for a couple years back in the day and really enjoyed September and October up there when you watch the trees turning. I'm sure it's just pretty here.
I've never been to Albany. I've been to Syracuse.
So basically the same view.
Okay. That's it. Spiked in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Well, Montero's been busy behind the plate this frame. One ball and two strikes.
That's actually a very nice 0-2 pitch.
Great 0-2 pitch. Get him to chase. And you trust Juan Montero back there. Just in case, Esteban Gonzalez in the top of the order is on deck for Lynchburg. He's the starting right fielder. First and second, two down. Hillcats up by four. It's 5-1 here in the sixth. In the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Luis Durango is down on strikes. Mike, thank you so, so much. I sincerely appreciate you coming up. It's a good time to talk about what y'all are doing, what y'all are up to, and the cause y'all are going for. It's absolutely phenomenal. So thank you.
We'll be back in June. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Head to the home half of the sixth in Salem, 5-1. Lynchburg on top of the Salem Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. But for now, you're watching and listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
I appreciate it, Carter. So what year are you?
Sorry.
What year are you?
I am a junior at Tech. Thanks again for coming up. I really appreciate it. Yes, sir.
I'll get your number from Gio.
Sounds good.
And I'll let you guys know when I'm back in June. It's going to be the second series, so the 24th, 22nd, 23rd. That weekend.
Sounds good. Perfect. We'll have you back on. So thank you again for stopping by. Welcome to the area, and hopefully you enjoy your time here. So, absolutely.
Well,
you too. Yes, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
Coming back. Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. And now we are so pleased to be joined by Will Howell, who does everything behind the scenes for us here in Salem and currently a senior correct at Virginia Tech. Oh, junior, I'm sorry. Oh, we got you back next year. Okay. I'm glad. For the Salem Red Sox in the home half of the sixth, it goes 5-6-7. First pitch to Framy De Leon. Misses high and outside, and it is 1-0. So, Will, welcome. We appreciate you coming
thanks
on, and
for
thanks
me.
For all you do for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
1-0. Misses outside. It's 2-0 on the fastball. Kind of describe what you do here in Salem and what you do behind the scenes for us.
I mean, there's a detailed list. The biggest thing is that
2-0. Swing and a tipper right back towards us. Look out. It's off the booth to the right of us. Actually, your booth.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's 2-1.
The biggest thing I do is help out Steven with what he needs on a day-to-day basis. Set up cameras. Everything on the video board is nice.
2-1. Swinging a chopper left side to his right. Hanau. He gloves, throws to first, and it is in time for out number one.
It's really just a blitz for stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I feel like the behind the scenes that you see
here's Albert Feliz. First pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Hammered towards right. Moving back Gonzalez to his left on the edge of the track. Has room. And makes the grab head high for out number two. Hey, y'all gave that one a ride. That's all right.
Definitely did.
Two up, two down, and here's Andy Lugo. Also, for those watching on MILB TV, Will and Steven, who we mentioned, Langdon. They also help out with the scorebug, making sure everything's working there, the instant replays that everybody has seen. It's one of the best productions in all of single-A baseball, and you guys are a big reason why.
Well, thank you for that.
First pitch. just misses inside the turn enough.
We don't have a lot of cameras, but I think we make do with the cameras we do have. And the people, of course, are really good workers here.
1-0 to Lugo. He takes it for a strike out of half of the knees. It's 1-1. What is your future goal then? Obviously, you're working in minor league baseball, working for Hokie Vision at Virginia Tech. What's next for you? First, the 1-1. We haven't missed.
I really don't know as of now. I do like working for Hokie Vision and like doing stuff with the ACC Network and ESPN. I like sports, so I feel like that's in my future for sure.
1-2, pitch. In the dirt it goes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, I feel like everybody who works in sports, it starts with, man, I love sports growing up.
Yeah.
And they played sports growing up, exactly. And maybe they're like, well, that I don't have a future in playing,
right.
But I can do stuff behind the scenes. 2-2, righty deals. Misses low and away, 3-2.
I definitely feel that because I just feel like I wanted to combine my love for digital media
yeah.
and my love of sports, and this is kind of like a good medium for that.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and the pitch to Lugo. Swing and a tipper foul. Just got a piece of that did Mr. Lugo, and he remains alive.
It's a little cold in here. I didn't even realize that the window's open. It's kind of chilly.
It gets a little chilly. I always bring an extra layer just in case. What is it outside right now? It's like glanced down towards my phone. It's 56 in Salem. Not terrible, but the last few days have been warm. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three. So 3 up, 3 down go the Sox as we move to the 7th. We'll keep it right here so we can keep talking to Will. What's cool for you too, Will, is you're from Roanoke, which is just down the road. You went to William Byrd High School. So did you grow up going to games here?
I did grow up going to games. I can't remember because I was so little when I came here, but I just remember definitely going to the bigger games. The atmosphere for the bigger games is really nice. The theme nights here, like Star Wars night, I remember as a kid, being really invested in that. Salem's a community that I really like it here.
How far are we away from home for you? Right, 20 minutes?
Yeah, just about 20 minutes.
Star Wars night's coming up here in about a week and a half. Yeah. May 4th, of course.
May 4th. So last year it wasn't actually on May 4th, and we were like, oh, we missed a big opportunity with that because like May the 4th be with you. So this year we got on May 4th. It's going to be a good crowd. Probably our best crowd for the year. I know last year was the best crowd. Star Wars night.
Well, we've been fortunate this week, too. Back on Wednesday for Education Day, this place was filled with about 12 and under kids
yep.
locally in the area. And then yesterday, very strong crowd on a Saturday night that we talked about actually very extensively, which was very cool to see. All right, well, we talked about your future and what you do here in Salem. Passing. What has been, actually, let me ask you this. This is your second year here, right? Who has been the best player for the Salem Red Sox that you've seen play here?
I don't know. I mean, I really like Nick York.
Yeah.
Second baseman. But I think Marcelo Meyer was probably the best player I saw play here. This year, I don't really have a favorite yet, but I feel like years past, it's been so fun to watch the squad. Especially Cello and York, you know, they're doing way better over there right now, too. It's really cool to see these guys, you know, start here and then develop in other places as well.
No doubt about it. Well, that's interesting to think about, too. What about best player you've seen play here overall? I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but I'm curious to see who the best that you've seen play here is for any team.
For any team?
Yep. Because I've gotten the answer from Gio and Steven.
Okay. Yeah, Jackson Holliday.
Jackson Holliday, for those who are just joining us, he actually opened up the season here in Salem a year ago. Of the 7th here in Salem, by the way. Here's Esteban Gonzalez. First pitch from Roybon Blanco. Squares around a butt, yanks back, and misses high and inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Yeah, and he was not at Del Marva for long.
I think he played in maybe 11 games in Del Marva.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
4 or 3 were here in Salem. 1-0. High and away it goes. 2 balls, no strikes. Esteban Gonzalez, the strikeout in the first. He flew out in the second. And also the RBI double the other way in the 5th, in which Kelvin Diaz took a spill. And it resulted in the ribby double. 2-0. Misses low and inside. Did it hit him? I don't believe it did. Nonetheless, the count moves to 3-0 on Gonzalez. Yeah, Jackson Holliday played in, I think off the top of my head, 11 games. 3 were in Salem, and he was something like 7 for 11 in those 3 games.
Yeah.
Bitch, swinging a fly ball, hammer towards right. Moving back to 10, it is gone.
Wow. squared up on that thing, and they got a ride. That's for sure.
What a day for Esteban Gonzalez, and it's 6-1 Lynchburg here in the seventh. Yeah, there are no cheapies in this ballpark.
No, you have to smoke a ball to get out of here. I'm curious to see the XMLS on that thing.
We'll pull it up on track in real fast. You're going to see a replay, which is part of Will's doing here on MILB TV. What a swing.
Ooh, nice looking swing.
Here's Ralphie Velasquez. He's homered twice in this series. First pitch from Blanco as he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. It's nothing in one. Today for Velasquez, a double, a single, and a strikeout. This may also be another Jackson Holiday right here. A one. He swings, lifts it to left center. That will be stop of the diving to Leon, and it will end up being a leadoff, or should say an infield single off the bat of Ralphie Velasquez, as he'll reach for the third time today. And here is Jason Chirillo, the center fielder. No. Little weak grounder that De Leon did a nice dive and stop moving to his right. Velasquez able to reach. He's now 3-for-4. There's Jason Chirillo, starting center fielder. First pitch from Blanco in time. Score. Chirillo the walk, strikeout, and a flyout. But yeah, back to Velasquez. He has had such an impressive week, and he's so highly regarded in Cleveland's system that, hey, who knows what can happen with him. Pitch to Chirillo. Misses and set on a fastball. It's 1-0. And Jason Chirillo is another one of those guys. Get this yesterday, Will. So yesterday, Jason Chirillo went yard to straightaway center. He homered off the top of the pitch clock.
I know Steven was mad about that.
I know. By the way, it's 6-1 Hillcats now in 7th. 1-0. High and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Hit off the top of the pitch clock. Well, Jason's older brother, Jackson, the second highest prospect in all of baseball, and currently suits up for the Milwaukee Brewers, he also homered yesterday.
Wow, look at that.
It was all over MLB Pipeline. 2-0. High and away it goes. 3 balls, no strikes.
I feel like the Guardians have a lot of their top prospects down here in Lynchburg right now.
7 of the top 30.
Yeah, so it's a real treat to watch the squad play.
3 balls, no strikes. Velasquez off a first. And Blanco deals. High inside on the fastball and a 4-pitch walk. So now first and second. Nobody out. And here's Angel Hanau, the shortstop. Quick meeting at the mound. Yeah, Minor League Baseball tweeted this out. So Jackson and Jason Chirillo were 678 miles apart. And they homered within 2.5 hours.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Angel Hanau now. Reached on an E3. Strikeout and a fielder's choice. Now, the E3 he reached on back in the first was that insane play. The chopper to first that was thrown into left.
Yeah.
And then a run scored. Uh-huh. And then the throw from left was oversailed at third. A second run scored.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, 2 errors on one play can compute to 2 runs, and it did in that situation. Here's Hanau, digging in from the left side. First and second, nobody down. Sox trail by 5. First pitch from Blanco. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss right through a fastball. It's nothing in one. I was talking to Mike about it from Strikes for Tykes. Anytime you come to a minor league baseball game, back-to-back days, you're never going to see the same thing.
Yeah.
Today has been a perfect example. We'll get to that more in a minute. 0-1. Swing a lifter down the left field line. It tails foul. And it's 0-2. We have seen, well, that play took place. We saw one of the outfielders and the left fielder today, Kelvin Diaz for the Red Sox, trip and fall. And it resulted in an RBI double. We've seen, yesterday we saw 2 pop-ups in the infield fall in. By the way, 0-2. Swing and a tipper foul off the front foot of Hanau as he immediately goes down, but does stay alive. And today we've also seen 2 guys steal bases in between pitches being thrown.
It's been very eventful day, to say the least. Almost thought the same thing would happen yesterday, like you were saying with Mike coming on. I thought they were going to score a bunch of runs. Another long inning. Yeah, pretty similar game to yesterday.
No balls, two strikes. Runners off of first and second. And the pitch, breaking ball misses high and outside. It's 1-2. Well, we've seen all that, and on top of that, we've seen two major confusions in the field today with a ruling on Albert Felice and the interference call in the second. And on top of that, we had a count mix-up early in the game, too. 1-2. Swing and a pop-up, shallow right, ranging in Nathaniel Yuten. He's got room and makes the grab head high for out number one. Not deep enough for Velasquez to tag, and there's one down. Nonetheless, little nod to John Sterling. That's baseball, Susan, as they like to say. By the way, Roy Montblanco, we mentioned he's the new pitcher. His number so far on the year, this is appearance number 5. He's got a 3.38 ERA. Also, his record so far, 3-1, which is interesting to note, just over 10 games into the season, or about 15 games into the season, rather. His first pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball and a beauty. It's nothing in one. So if you had to send a message to anybody listening at home, what would it be, Mr. Howe?
I don't know. Keep supporting Salem. Got a lot of games coming up. We're on the road next week, but we'll be back. So.
1-1. There's a strikeout or half of the knees. Nothing in two. Another breaking ball.
I would say just keep tuning into the live stream because me and Salem definitely put a lot of effort into the production side of things.
And we appreciate it too. Myself and Gio, who, by the way, is gone today. Maybe back now. Listening on the stream. 0-2. Outside it goes. 1-2 on the fastball.
I don't know, Carter, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe after this pitch.
Okay.
Or during. I would say, what do you think Liam should say to the squad after this week?
Oh, gosh.
It might be a little bit of a loaded one, but.
First, the 1-2. Pitch. Swing and a chopper foul, third base side. It nearly curls back into play, though. Count remains 1-2. I would just say it's baseball, you know. You win 5-6 on the road, come back home. If the Sox lose today, they've lost 5-6 here, this series. But again, what an opportunity you have coming up, right? I mean, go to the Carolina Mudcats, who are currently atop of the Carolina League North. 12-3 is certainly a strong start to the season.
Exactly.
1-2. Ready deals. There's strike 3.5. Got him with a fastball, and there's 2 down. So Knapchek down on strikes, and here's Juan Benjamin, the second baseman. Back to the stream, though. Yeah, you guys put a lot of time into this. We certainly appreciate it, and I know the fans watching at home certainly appreciate it, too. To the point where you can pick up on stuff throughout the ballpark. Like the other night, I believe it was Thursday night, first pitch to Benjamin. There's a strike in or half, just below the letters. It's nothing in one. There's a foul ball that looped back into, or down the third baseline, I should say, that was dropped in the stands, and somebody's drink spilled, and you guys got a great shot of that.
Yeah, it was a really good shot of that.
Fantastic shot of that. 0-1, rocks and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt, it's 1-1. Got a fantastic shot of that, and somebody clipped it on Twitter and was like, oh my gosh, what a shot. The broadcasters were laughing, people were pointing, what a night for this guy.
Yeah, it's the little things like that, I think. May not have those big production cameras that the ACC Network has, but you make do with what we have here. I think we do a pretty good job.
1-1. Breaking ball that's in there for a strike and a half. Just at the knees, and Juan Benjamin, not a fan of the call, and so turn around and call time and I think say a couple things to the Lynchburg dugout. Top of the seventh in Salem, 6-1. Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. First and second, 2 down. And the pitch to Benjamin. He rocks and fires. Wave and a tipper just off the mitt of Montero. And Benjamin remains alive. Also, by the way, shout out Liana Ricks behind the plate. First ever female umpire to umpire a series here in Salem. Those are the cool things you see when you work in minor league baseball,
exactly.
Series in and series out, that really you get to take with you for the rest of your life. 9 hits on the day for Lynchburg, 4 for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2 to Benjamin. Kicks and deals. Swinging a line drive. Right center to his left is Taylor, has room and makes the grab for out number 3. So Benjamin retired, and it's stretch time in Salem. Will so, so grateful you could join us.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
as
you.
We move to the home half of the 7th at Salem Memorial Ballpark, 6-1, the Sox trip. We'll step aside and come right back if you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
That was fun, really.
Yeah.
That was fun. I was a little nervous.
No, you're fine. I'm glad I had guests through the first, because I was like, man.
Yeah, just someone to talk to.
Oh, you can chill in here if you want. You can do whatever you want.
Put my head back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Jasmine down there looks about dead. It's been a long game, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a long game.
I felt like it took forever.
Hey, a person gets it. Thank you. Home half of the 7th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Lynchburg Hellcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. As it goes, 8-9-1 in the Sox order. Juan Montero, Kelvin Diaz, Miguel Blais. Right-hander Richardson is back on for what will be his 5th inning of work. He has been phenomenal thus far, just yielding one run. Here is Montero. He digs in from the right side. Had a strikeout back in the 3rd. Walk in the 5th as well. Trying to spark a little bit of a rally for the Sox, who trail by 5. Richardson's first pitch. It's a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. It's nothing in 1. Well, as the sun begins to peek through here at Carilion Clinic Field, again, thanks to Mike from Strikes for Tykes for hopping on. Will Howell next door for hopping on too. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball and a beauty. It's nothing in 2. For really, I guess, getting us through these middle innings. 3 runs for the Hillcats in the 1st. 2 in the 5th for Lynchburg. Sox got 1 in the home half of the 3rd. 0-2 to Montero. He curls and unfurls. Oh, it drilled him. It drilled him on the front kneecap as Montero check swung at the appeal. He did not go. So Juan will reach on the hit by pitch. And here is Kelvin Diaz, the left fielder. Going to see a view on that one on the replay on MILB TV. Let's see where that one hit. I believe it got the front knee and actually got the back knee on that one. They're going to check on Juan Montero, just making sure he's okay, because that will certainly not feel good in any situation. 9 hits on the day for Lynchburg, 4 for the Salem Red Sox. Sox at 3 errors. Lynchburg has 1. Also, by the way, Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Just me today. No Giovanni Heater. He is back in Blacksburg. Broadcasting Virginia Tech Duke on the ACC Network Extra in the top 25 college baseball showdown. Well, they're still checking on Montero. Liam Carroll has come out to have a conversation with the Sox starting catcher. And man, oh man, you cannot afford to lose Juan Montero. You know, we've seen Johandron Garcia go down, who typically starts behind the plate for Salem. Obviously, his brother Justinson went down a couple days ago, and it does look like Montero will stay in the game. So that is phenomenal to see. And it brings up Diaz now, seeking his first base hit as a member of the Sox. 0 for today for Kelvin Diaz, who was added to the roster yesterday here in Salem. First pitch, swinging a chopper foul, third base side. It's nothing in 1. Added into the lineup today with the injuries and Marvin Alcantara's day off. Diaz, somebody who signed with Boston a couple years ago, making a single-A debut. Montero off of 1st. And here's the 0-1. High and tight fastball. It's 1-1. Game six of this six-game set, Lynchburg and Salem. Sox drop four of the first five. This would be huge here to secure this victory before you go on the road. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up in the infield. Trailing in is Juan Benjamin. Who wants it? Velasquez calls everyone off and makes the grab at high for out number one. So Diaz retired for the third time today. And back to the top we go for Miguel Blaise, the DH. So far today for Miguel Blaise, flew out in the first, had the looper double in the third. What an effort from Luis Durango, but double for Blaise. Ground out as well. First pitch, swing and a pop-up foul, first base side. It's nothing and one. This is where, you know, you'll want to be in the order if you're Salem, trying to spark a little bit of a rally with Blaise and Antonio Anderson. Nelly Taylor had the RBI double as well. 0-1, rocks and fires. Misses, low and away, 1-1. Miguel Blaise, fifth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Still trying to get things going this season. The double was a nice step. Big AB here, 1-1. High and tight fastball, it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, Richardson on the bump, 6-1, Sox trail. Lynchburg got three in the first on kind of some funky plays, if you will. 2-1. There's a strike in her half on a breaking ball and a beauty, it's 2-2. Three runs for the Hillcats in the first on two errors on one play. Then Christian Knapchek, an RBI single, made it 3-0. Then to the third we went. 2-2, pitch. Swing a line drive into left center. This gets down for a base hit. Montero around second, heads to third. Here's the throw, here's the play. He slides in safely, and behind him is Miguel Blaise with his second double of the day. Assuming they say he did not advance on the throw, nonetheless, the Sox are set up with one down here in the seventh. So second and third, one down, second hit of the day for Miguel Blaise, and looks like that will do it for Alonzo Richardson, as here comes Jordan Smith. He will take the ball from his right-hander, and the Hillcats will go to the bullpen, leading by five here in the home half of the seventh. We'll step aside and come right back, and we'll tell you about what appears to be the new right-hander for Lynchburg when we return. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Jack Jasiak is the new pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It is the second time we have seen him in this six-game set, and he is in a little bit of trouble here. His team still leads by five. It's 6-1 Lynchburg here in the bottom half of the seventh. Second and third, one down. Miguel Blaise is on second. Down at third is Juan Montero after being hit by the pitch. And here is Antonio Anderson now, the third baseman. And a hit here would be not only huge for the Red Sox, but man, oh man, Antonio Anderson in this situation, if he comes through, that is a huge momentum booster for number 11. Righty on lefty here. First pitch from Jasiak. Swing a ground ball right side. Benjamin on a hop, backhands, throws to first. It takes Velasquez off the bag, but he lays the tag down for out number two. A run to score. Moving to third is Blaise, and it's 6-2 here in the seventh. So Nellie Taylor Jr. now with two down, runner on third. It's a 6-2 ball game, and with the infield playing back, that's the smart play, right, by Lynchburg. Go ahead and get the out, retire the side, or at least record the second out. First pitch, Taylor takes it for a strike on a breaking ball, outer half of the knee is nothing in one. But yeah, I mean, obviously you want to take the second out in that situation. You're up five, you're in control, don't make anything crazy happen. 0-1 pitch. He swings and tips it back to the screen. Nothing in two. Helmet went flying off on that one, too, for Nellie Taylor Jr., who has, quite frankly, the big blow in this game for the Salem Red Sox. You know, he doubled back in the fifth. It one-hopped the wall just beyond the reach of Esteban Gonzalez, who's been phenomenal defensively in this series. Lone Red Sox run on the day until now. 0-2. Misses low and outside. 1-2. And then Antonio Anderson picks up the RBI on the ground out, makes it 6-2, but a base hit here, a three-run game is ever so crucial, if you will. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball for strike three. Into the eighth we go in Salem, 6-2, the Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. MILB. Roymon Blanco back on the bump for the Salem Red Sox as we move to the top of the eighth in Salem, 6-2. Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox in game five, or I should say game six of this six-game set. Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Just like that for Lynchburg, it will go 7-8-9 in the order. Manuel Mejias, Rafael Ramirez Jr., and Luis Durango. First pitch from Blanco. He winds and fires. Check swing. Did he go? Doesn't matter. It's a strike on a breaking ball outer half. It's nothing in one. Today for Manuel Mejias, he bounced out, flew out, and a single. 0-1. That's taken just outside and high, maybe a little bit right at the letters it goes. And it's 1-1. Today's starting catcher for Lynchburg. Again, in case you're just joining us, first the 1-1. Swinging a tipper back to the screen, it's 1-2. Lynchburg got three runs in the first. They have not squandered the lead since. Salem was able to piece together a couple runs here and there, but the Hillcats have taken advantage of some opportunities. 1-2. Outside it goes on a fastball, 2-2. And those opportunities were, you know, you add those three runs, you get the two in the fifth, which was crucial as well, 2-2. Swing a line drive into right center. This will get down for a base hit. Manuel Mejias, his second single of the day. And the leadoff runner is on for Lynchburg here in the eighth. Just in time for Rafael Ramirez Jr. Yeah, so you get the three in the first. The two in the fifth were crucial, too. And it came off the bat. It was a no-doubt bomb off the bat for the Lynchburg Hillcats of Esteban Gonzalez. Made it a 6-1 game. First pitch. Inside it goes. 1-0. First pitch fastball. The two-run shot made it 6-1. Salem then gets the one in the home half of the seventh. And that was big time, too. It was the RBI grounded off the bat of Antonio Anderson. 1-0 the pitch. High and away it goes. 2 balls, no strikes. So it's made this a 4-run game. So 4 and 5 runs, big difference, right? With, you know, a tying run potentially able to come to the plate with it being a 4-run game. So the Sox need to keep this right here after the Anderson RBI ground out. 2 balls, no strikes. And the righty deals. Wave and a miss. 2-1. A little fastball right by him. Today for Ramirez Jr., 2 strikeouts and a walk. Average now dipped down to 143 on the season. No homers and 4 ribbies. 2-1. Winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half of the knees. Evens up the count at 2-2. The bottom of the order today for Lynchburg. Mejias has 2 base hits. Durango had the single in the second. Ramirez still trying to pitch in here on the offensive end. 2-2. Pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him. Strike 3. Just like that, 1 down. It's Ramirez's 3rd strikeout of the day. And here is Luis Durango, the left fielder. Mentioned Durango had the single in the second. He walked in the 5th. And he struck out in the 6th. 10 hits on the day for Lynchburg. First pitch. Kicks and deals. Swing a line drive down the right field line. This one will fall foul. Just by a hair. Leona Ricks was all over it. And Durango bounces in frustration. I mean, if that missed, and I believe it did, from our angle down the right field line, if that fell in foul, folks, it could not have been by more than a full foot. And it was right there. Nonetheless, what could have been a run-scoring double turns into a strike, and it's nothing in one. Manuel Mejias is off of first. He led off the inning with a single. Ramirez had the strikeout, and Durango now trying to do some damage. In the 9-hole today for Lynchburg. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball that just misses high and outside. It's 1-1. Mentioned the 10 hits today for Lynchburg. Salem with 5. It has not been the hits parade, if you will, today for the Salem Sox. But, you know, has stood out. And this has been a nice sight to see, if you will. First the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball. And a beaut. It's 1-2. Miguel Blaise, 2 doubles today. That has been so nice to see for the Red Sox 5th best prospect. And that is what all Boston Red Sox fans out there love to see for Mr. Blaise. 1-2. Swinging a line drive in the left. Moving back is Kelvin Diaz. Has room and makes the grab at high for out number 2. Retreating back to the bag is Mejias. And there's 2 down for the top of the order and Esteban Gonzalez. Today for Esteban Gonzalez, he has, you probably could say, stolen the show for the Lynchburg Hillcats. RBI double the other way in the 5th. They got to the wall. Had the homer in the 7th as well. First pitch. Swing to ground ball right side. That's through for a base hit. Mejias to 2nd. He's chugging to 3rd. Here's the throw from U10. It will be cut off and not in time. And there's runners at the corners and 2 down for Lynchburg. Well, Esteban Gonzalez does it again. His 3rd hit today. He's 3 for 8. He's a triple shy of the cycle. And here is Ralphie Velasquez. And look out, because he's 3 for 4. Today for Ralphie Velasquez. Double in the 1st. Had that strikeout in the 3rd. 2 singles as well. 1 was in the infield. Nice play by De Leon to knock it down at short. First pitch, runner off from 1st. He bluffs, swinging a pop-up. Shallow center, moving in is Taylor, and he has room to make the play, moving to his right for out number 3. So Velasquez retired, and we move to the home half of the 8th in Salem. It's still 6-2. Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Caroline time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-2, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox in Game 6 of this 6-game set. Carter Hill here alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. And if you're wondering, Giovanni here, typically my broadcast partner, he was back in Blacksburg today broadcasting Virginia Tech baseball and two on the ACC Network Extra. So Gio and myself will be back together next Tuesday for the next homestand when the Sox square off with the Myrtle Pelicans. 4-5-6 in the Sox order. Here is Nathaniel Uten, who digs in from the left side. First pitch, swinging a grounder foul, first base side. It's nothing in one. Jack Jasiak back on the bump for Lynchburg. Second inning of work. Uten, Remy De Leon, and Albert Feliz in the Red Sox order. The sun has started to shine down here at Carilion Clinic Field. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Nothing in two. Today for Nathaniel Uten, his hit streak is in danger. He has recorded a hit in every single game of this series. He struck out back in the second, flew out in the third, bounced out in the fifth. 0-2 pitch. High and tight fastball. It's 1-2. Dancing out of the way was Nathaniel Uten. Average has dipped down to 306, but man, oh man, that shows you what a strong start to the year Uten has had. 1-2. In the dirt it goes. Misses low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nathaniel Uten has been kind of the anchor in this series for the Sox. If they're to mount a little bit of a rally down 4, this would be the spot in the lineup for sure. 2-2. Swinging a pop-up foul down the third baseline, and it escapes into the seats. And Uten remains alive. So Uten in the cleanup spot. You've seen some guys slide up too with the Garcia brothers out today for the Salem Red Sox. Here's the 2-2. Outside it goes. Count runs full. Fastball misses. And this is going to be a big pitch here for Uten, right? I mean, base is empty, down 4. Leadoff walk, or just a base runner in general, would be ever so crucial in the situation. 3-2. He swings and pops it up down the third baseline, giving it a look east to Rango in foul ground. He dives. He made the play. That is incredible. Sliding up against the wall for out number one. We have seen some web gems in this series. Let's look on MILB TV. The ice cream cone catches. He slides feet first into the wall, and there's out number one. That is ridiculous from Luis Durango, and there's one down. Here's Framy De Leon from the left side. First pitch. He swings, chops it foul. Off the netting, third base side, nothing in one. Between Esteban Gonzalez yesterday in center, Luis Durango here. I mean, you will not see a better play in foul territory than what Luis Durango just made. 0-1. Breaking ball. Simmers outside for a strike. It's nothing in two. And De Leon will call time and think things over. I mean, folks, I'm talking about, if you're listening, this is a looper down the left field line that Durango fully had to surge to his right and made an ice cream cone catch. 0-2. Swinging a chopper right back to Jasiak. He gloves and will flip underhand to first for out number two. De Leon retired on the 1-3, and here is Big Al, Albert Feliz. For Big Al today, 2 strikeouts and a flyout. All the way out to the warning track in right, where Gonzalez reeled it in. First pitch. Winds and fires. Wave and a tipper back into the mitt of Mejias. It's nothing in one. Just got a piece of that. Did Big Al. And he's down on the count. No balls and a strike. Right back to work. Jasiak. The ready deals. Swing to ground ball third base side. It trickles foul. Quickly. No balls and 2 strikes. Just in case, Andy Lugo is the second baseman. He awaits on deck for the Salem Sox. He struck out twice today and was hit by a pitch back in the second. Home half of the eighth in Salem, 6-2 Hillcats on top. 0-2, pitch. Breaking ball that just missed, clipping them inside. It's 1-2. 11 hits on the day for Lynchburg, 5 for the Salem Sox. 3 errors for Salem, 2. 2 on 1 play that resulted in 2 runs, and 1 for Lynchburg. 1-2, pitch. Breaking ball again, skips in the dirt outside. It's 2-2. Big Al, always a threat in the box. Just needs to get his pitch, get a hold of one, and get back on track. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The righty deals. Wave and a miss. There's strike 3. Got him with the breaking ball. And that is the third out of the frame. Well, to the ninth we go in Salem. It's 6-2. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
The Red Sox hit the road this week for a 6-game series against the Carolina Mudcats. The Brewers hit both runs in the series against the Columbus Tigers. It was a very improving win. Don't miss the run ball now. The Brewers are using now.
Isaac Stebbins, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy, is the new pitcher for the Salem Red Sox here in the top half of the ninth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-2, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Sox. Carter Hill alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. For Lynchburg, it will go 3-4-5 in the Hillcats order. Jason Chirillo, Angel Hanau, and Christian Knapchek. For Stebbins, he relieves the right-hander Roymond Blanco, secured that 6-out save on Thursday that put away Salem's first and still only victory at home this season. He will try and build off of another solid performance. Well, here's Chirillo. He digs in from the left side, starting center fielder for Lynchburg. First pitch is a strikeout or half. It's nothing in one. Stebbins has that three-quarters length release where it's not exactly sidearm, does not come from up top, but man, oh man, it's got some run to it on the outer half. 0-1, pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2 on the Guardians' fifth-best prospect. Isaac Stebbins, former 16th-round draft pick by the Boston Red Sox a season ago. Pitch for the Cowboys, 0-2. Swing and a pop-up foul back to the screen, and Chirillo remains alive. On the flip side for Jason Chirillo, he's walked twice today, struck out in the third, and he singled, or flew out, I should say, back in the fifth. 0-2, pitch. Inside it goes, 1-2. Chirillo, Hanau, and Knapchek, quite a daunting task for Stebbins. With the Sox still trailing by 4 time his call behind the dishes. How about this? A balloon gets loose and a leaping grab by Framie DeLeon as he trots back to the third base dugout and will hand it off to Jordan Smith. How about that? Is that FC Top 10 worthy? That was pretty cool right there as he snags it out of the air. I'm not sure where the balloon came from, but it is windy here in Salem today as it has been pretty much throughout the week. 1-2, pitch. He swings and chops it down the right field line. It trickles foul. And it's 1-2. I do see a collection of balloons in the patio area down the right field line. So I assume it came from over there. The wind about 14 miles an hour here in Salem. It has come into play throughout this series. A couple pop-ups in the infield have fallen, particularly yesterday. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? It gets back to the backstop. Did it hit him? I believe it did. They throw to first for good measure, but Jason Chirillo, I believe, was hit by the pitch, and he'll reach. Now, 1-2. You drill the starting center fielder, and here's Angel Hidalgo, the shortstop. See a replay here on MILB TV if you're watching. If it, yeah, I guess it did clip on the inner half of the jersey. It's where you want to get hit. It's barely going to graze you. And here's an out, the shortstop. Flew out his last time up. First pitch from Stebbins. Outside it goes, 1-0. Angel now reached on that two-run scoring play, if you will, back in the first. E3 on Albert Valise. He threw it away into left, 1-0. In the dirt it goes. Two balls, no strikes. And then, let's see if we can re-describe this play. It was a bouncer to first. He threw it to short, got into left, and then charging in was Kelvin Diaz. He tried to throw the runner on at third. That got away. That run then came in to score. Made it 2-0. Christian Knapchek then an RBI single. Throw to first, not in time. Sliding back in safely head first is Chirillo. Knapchek's RBI single made it 3-0 again in favor of the Hillcats. Sox got one back in the third, 2-0. Swing a ground ball right side on a hot Felice. He steps on first. Throw to second. They got him in a rundown. They just got to apply the tag. Throw back to Felice, who charges after Chirillo, and he lays down the tag for out number two. Well, you'll take that. That was a carbon copy of what we saw in the first inning. There's the double play, and there's two down. There's Christian Knapchek, third baseman. Former Louisville Cardinal, Jason from the left side. Fifth round pick a season ago by the Cleveland Guardians out of Louisville. First pitch is a breaking ball that just missed outside below the knees, 1-0. So Oklahoma State versus Louisville here. Two draft picks from a season ago. Knapchek, former third-team All-ACC-er. 1-0 pitch. Oh, my goodness. It drilled him in the back, and Knapchek will fling the bat down the first base line. Second hit by pitch of the inning as Knapchek reaches with two down, and here's Juan Benjamin, the second baseman. Going to see a replay once again here on MILB TV, and yeah, that did not get a fun place, the right side of his leg area. As he'll reach and have to kind of bounce that one off, jogging up the first base line. So Benjamin now the second baseman. He struck out, singled, and two flyouts in the contest as well. 1-for-4. First pitch from Stebbins. He swings and misses. Nothing in one. Isaac Stebbins so far in the frame. Interesting frame. Hit by pitch. You got the, you induced the double play ball on the 3-6-3 putout. 1-0 pitch. Swing the pop-up foul, third base side. He evens up the count at 1-1. And then Christian Knapchek is drilled on the right side of his front leg. And that's where we currently stand in the frame. Oh, 2. Righty deals. Swinging a chopper. Over to third. Anderson collects, throws to first. It is in time for out number 3. One more crack for the Salem Sox as we head to the home half of the night here in Salem, 6-2. The Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Thank you. Salem down to their final three outs here in the home half of the night at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Lynchburg Hillcats lead it 11, or should say 6-2 over the Salem Sox. 11 hits on the day for Lynchburg, 5 for the Salem Red Sox, and here's how it goes. 7-8-9 in the Salem order, Andy Lugo, Juan Montero, and Kelvin Diaz, the right-hander Jack Jasiak, is back on to slam the door. Garter Hill here alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Giovanni Heater will be back next homestand for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans come to town. Well, here's Andy Lugo. Big spot here. 2 strikeouts. Was hit by a pitch. RBI single yesterday late in that contest to draw the game much closer. Here's the first pitch. He swings and rifles it right to center. Chirillo is there, moves back 2 steps, and makes the grab at high for out number 1. So Lugo got a hold of it, but Chirillo runs it down, and here's Juan Montero, the catcher. Strikeout, walk, and a hit by pitch today for Juan Montero. And boy, oh boy, did the Sox need a base runner here. First pitch, Jasiak deals. Breaking ball that skips in the dirt outside. It's 1-0. Montero out of Puerto Rico. Starting behind the plate today with no Johan Fran Garcia. Sox down to their final 2 outs. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Trims inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Sox go on the road this week. They go to 5 County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a pop-up, first base side. Velasquez gives it a look. Does he have room? And he makes the grab head high for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down, and Kelvin Diaz is the final hope for the Salem Red Sox. Kelvin Diaz, somebody who was just called up to Salem yesterday, made his single-A debut today, played all of last season in the FCL, needs to come through here to extend the game. First pitch. He swings and pops it up into right center, though this one will fall in for a base hit. Well, you'll take that. 2-out single off the bat of Diaz, and back to the top we go for Miguel Blaise, the DH. Well, Miguel Blaise has been the storyline of this game for the Salem Red Sox, and that's been good if you're a Boston Red Sox fan. Gotten off to that slow start after the injury last year. Played in only 31 games. The 5th best prospect in the system. Has 2 doubles today. Needs to come through here. First pitch. Swing and a tipper back to the screen. It's 0-1. For Blaze today, he flew out in the first. Had the loop single in the third. And a hustle single, if you will. A ground out in the 5th. And the double in the left center in the 7th. That's his power alley, if you will. 0-1, runner off from first. It's a swing and a ground ball off the glove of Jasiak. It's fielded at 2nd. Benjamin to 1st is in time for out number 3. So that is how the game ends as the Lynchburg Hillcats come to Salem and they take 5 of 6 from the Salem Red Sox here in just the 3rd week of the 2024 season. But once again, your final score, the Hillcats 6 and the Red Sox 2. As Salem now hits the road, they go to 5 County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. 6-game set with the Carolina Mudcats. I believe that is a 6 o'clock first pitch, I should say, on Tuesday. I can double check that. I believe it is a 6 o'clock first pitch, if not 6:30. We will not have a broadcast for that. So the Sox do go on the road. But the next broadcast will be, once again, myself and Giovanni Heater. We'll be back in the booth. That is a 7 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday, April 30th, against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. So, for everybody in the booth next door, for Will Howell, who joined us, for Mike from Strikes or Tights, for Stephen Langton, our audio-video guy, producer, if you will, director, does everything for us behind the scenes. I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem. Once again, your final score. The Red Sox fall 6-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats as Lynchburg takes 5 of 6 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.